you can slowly, mindfully come out meditation. Continue with your mindfulness. Whatever you do in the meditation, when you relax, you aware. When you want to come out, turn, move, you aware. Then your blinking of your eye, your whatever activity and movement. When your physical one become very, very stable, kaya nupasana, you will understand what true mindfulness is. After that, that mindfulness will have the ability to see many things on its own. Then it can be naturally aware of your mental movement. Your mundane mind's aggregate activity movement. Then when it is fully mindful, like I say, when your mind enters sati, every moment of consciousness is in sati. Means whatever that move within nature or the mind perceives something through any of your senses, whether the eye consciousness or your ear consciousness or your smell, taste, tactile and thought consciousness. Every moment of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought process is with awareness. The mind will be in the state of sati. That's how you will see flow, physical flow leading to nature's flow. Then also the mental flow. Mental flow means all of your content of consciousness, activity and movement. Even upon contact, that very moment is very fast, but your mind can stay there, it doesn't move. Where the awareness is so sharp, so different, then you can stay there to listen to whatever consciousness. And I still remember during the early day, when the mindfulness came, and I was doing this daily mindfulness, then I realized this mindfulness is so different. I can just silence my mind. Then at the moment of consciousness, I just allow it to pass. Allow it to pass. You know the meaning of allowing to pass. That heartbeat, that pulse of life, that awareness, that moment. There is no record on. None of the senses. It just stay at the heart there. Then when you want to know, at the moment of consciousness, the see, you can see that pure awareness because you are just aware. That consciousness, that vijnanang, the fourth link, the third link. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Upon contact, sankhara paccaya vijnanang. In the seeing is the seeing consciousness. So the mental consciousness, you can be in that state. Then there is no movement. After that, the content doesn't go in there. Then after that only you saw how the content went in. After you saw the content went in, it's so fast, then within that content of consciousness, all the thing that is inside there, that's why you must have this ability to go into citta nupassana. Citta nupassana is mindful of the content of consciousness. That's how you have to go in. And it's deeper than just feeling. Because feeling is just vedana nupassana, mindfulness of feeling. And in feeling, it's very general. It's just pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. To see how it has moved. But when it comes to content of consciousness, it understands what it is. Content of consciousness, Sankara got 52. And there is a lot of all this inside there. So the content of consciousness, whether evil root of greed, hatred and delusion, or the mind state. Because mind states are also mental. They call it mental states. You understand? You know what is mental state, right? I better explain sankhara more, otherwise not easy for you all to understand all this. Because most of you are exposed to Theravada, Theravada teachings. So this word sankhara is a very common word, and the Buddha always used. Sabbe sankhara anicang, sabbe sankhara dukkang. Sabbe sankhara, actually also anatta. But dhamma anatta is the condition and the unconditioned. So this one, the equivalent English word, there are so many. Yeah? What are the equivalent English word that you used to hear? Sankhara means what? Of course, some will say mental formation. But the most common one is mental activity, anasana. You know what is activity? When you play game. Physical activity, mental activity, means movement. So whatever that goes on in your mind, all these movements are called mental activity, like your thinking. Thinking. Some more? What else? Like that also you don't know how to understand the Dhamma, man. All these things moving inside there, you don't know. Very good. Who said that? Who said that? Who? Li Hun, Oh, Sadhu. Thinking, planning, scheming. Now not bad, Your deceitfulness, understand or not? SC, scheming SC. Scheming. Then, deceitfulness. You know what is deceitfulness or not? You are very deceitful. Then? Cunningness. You are very cunning. Then? The children? The mind state can be... that one should be under mind state. When you are very naughty. But as long as when you are naughty, you think, then it becomes mental activity. So, etc. Second one is mental. Just now somebody say formation. Formation. Then, some more? Mental state. Very good. Some more? You create karma, one is what? Mental? What is volition? Mental intention and all things. Understand not? Sometimes they use the word karmic volition. Understand? Volition. Any other word they use? And I can tell you, all these four, they don't define completely sankhara. That's why you need so many English words. But the Buddha just says sankhara. And you remember how I define it? What is sankhara? Which include feeling and perception. Do you realize perception is not here? Do you realize or not in this form? And feeling actually is not a mental state. Feeling is just that feeling, that sensation, the pure, before it becomes a type of sensation. The other thing is there are a lot more activity and movement inside there, which you didn't even know happening, which you didn't even know exists, which you didn't even know your mind can do. So what is happening is, this is the content of consciousness, okay? So content of consciousness means what? Everything that is inside there, correct or not? So what is inside there? Huh? You forgot already, yeah? Everything that... That's why this word is the correct word to describe sankhara. And this mind is the... What mind? Mundane mind. That's why you are the greatest magician. You do a lot of things inside there, create a lot of things without you knowing it. So now we come to mental formation. What is mental formation? Yeah? You know the word, but you don't know what is it. Very good. Images that you form in the mind. You understand? You know what is images? Mental images. Picture. Picture. Etc. Then, this one mental state. Mental state, don't know. Interpretation of feeling, your emotion. So, mental state. Name a few. Of course, happiness is there lah. Happiness means what mental state? Anger. Your evil root. So these are your mental state. When you are angry, your mental state is what? Anger. Violent. Emotion. Understand or not? Depression is not a mental state. It's a mental problem. Understand or not? You understand now? Correct now? Depression is a mental problem. How can you define depression as mental state? That's why I say all this doesn't define the thing. When you are in depression, there are so many things going on in you. The cocoon of thought that is going on, that churning inside there, you can call it mental activity, but there's a word for it or not. Of course, you got your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, all these are under mental state also. Understand? But it's a combination because you go and think until you become like that. So, to understand sankhara, it's not what you think. And this is why you think the book got right or not. They got the words, but they don't know what it is. And very few, but if you don't meditate, you cannot understand all this. That's why I say, after you awaken, the Pali word, automatically you know one. Although you don't study Pali. But you will know what that word is. Because that is Dhamma. And that Dhamma that has been awakened to is the same Dhamma. There is no such thing that what I understand is special. My Dhamma. What you understand, your Dhamma. Dhamma is truth. Truth is what? The reality, universal, the reality, understand or not? Truth means the reality, things that can explain the way things are, means nature's law, understand or not? You understand or not? And when you realize that law, it is a universal law, understand or not? Like scientists, they know law of physics. Law of mind. Under this condition, it will behave like that. The easiest to understand is water. Every time you boil, what is the temperature for it to boil? 100 degrees Celsius. I tell you, you go to another planet, you boil, it's not 100. You understand? But our atmospheric pressure is The one that decide what temperature it boils. So if you go up higher in the mountain where the atmospheric pressure is less, you go and boil and see. You go and take the temperature. It's not 100 degrees. You understand? And the temperature, the further you go up, every 300 feet, how much is the temperature drop? As you go up, it becomes cooler and cooler, isn't it? Correct or not? That's why Genting Highland so much cooler, isn't it? But you use logic how? Hey, I higher up, I nearer the sun now. I should be more hot now. What type of logic is that? I tell you, mundane mind telling you lah, because you want logic. That's why logic is knowledge. It may not be the truth. And the best example is, since young until even now very old, you still believe no, the sun rise no, the sun set no. You know what are you telling yourself? It's stupid, isn't it? Because our earth on the rotation, on the axis, then you see the sun that is not moving there, you say the sun rise and fall. Sun got rise, got fall or not? It's the planet that rotate as you in motion. That's why when it reached the other side where the light come out, morning, you say, sunrise. Are you telling the truth? You are lying, isn't it? Correct? That's why I don't believe logic. Logic is convention for the world to use. Everything, investigate, understand, wake up. Otherwise, you won't learn. Why I want to go deeper? Because this year, many people can understand. So I can explain all this. Last time, if I say, I tell you, you all go sleepy, a lot of people will go back to the room. Because you cannot understand. Sankhara is so complicated now. Yeah. But if I just say, your mental activity, mental thinking, oh, okay, I understand. Because when you're young, when you are new to the thing, I have to slowly teach you one thing at a time. Sekali I teach all this. I tell you, they call what? Cuckoo. Too heavy. You know why it's too heavy? Thai kaulat. Kaulat means what? The strength is very high. Kaulik. So all this, we have to divide. Mental state is the most. Out of the 52, a lot are this. So your anger, your pity, which is your joy, that, your envy, jealousy, these are negative ones first. Then after that, correct or not? Spelling, got you or not? No you, Jealousy got you or not? See, interesting, some got, some no. So which one? God, a lot of people confident, yes! You are not confident, keep quiet first. See which one correct then, oh yeah, God. You make it always like that, isn't it? Oh look, more people put out hand on, they also put out hand. Only the confident one who really understand, they alone make decision. Understand? You follow the crowd, most of them die on. You understand? You play the stock market, you know that. Follow the crowd, should die on. Because crowd mentality. Crowd means what? They are not confident. They got fear. They not sure. So they follow. Like you go to a place, then you don't know what religion to join. You see the one with the most people. Correct or not? Very popular one, you go. A restaurant now also you like that, no? Nobody want, you don't want to go in, no? True or not? Full of people want to wait also, never mind. So many people come, sure good one. I tell you, a lot is promoted on the WhatsApp and the what they call Facebook or social media. Last time in newspaper. And I can tell you, recently SC closed down one site. Yeah, one of the websites that recommends stock one. He said, these fellows are behind the syndicate. They pump and dump. You know why pump and dump? When you pump your tire, what you do? You put it air, inflate. So your share price also lah, they pump the time, the share price go up. Then after that, when they dump, sure what, more seller than buyer what. But when they write the time, you become gullible. Hey, this website very accurate. Oh, every stock also move one. Oh. Ah. So, after they hear from you, they don't believe in it, skeptical. Is that? Hey, they see, go up, oh. Make money. Oh, then you also join in. Oh. Hey, yeah, lah, my friend told me, oh. Smart one, this side very accurate one. Then go up some more. Then after that, when they dump that time, they don't know. Then they say, hey, what happened? What happened? I also don't know. Maybe syndicate run already. And not only they tell you syndicate run already. That's why SC did an investigation, suspended the website. It started with Bone one, Bone something. You heard of this website? They're not bone one. I just received from the office. So, warn all the investor not to be gullible. These are a lot pump and dump. Sound familiar, isn't it? When your boyfriend, girlfriend don't like you, they also dump you, isn't it? Correct or not? So they say like a coconut. You get dumped, pump, throw away. Like jiawan, pump. But that one is no. That one is catch your attention. Then the thing that inside there do one, very happy, a lot of joy. Okay, all this you understand? Then the happy one, the good mindset is called what? Tranquility. Don't know how to finish the word. We have no more space. Calmness. Peacefulness. Calmness, peacefulness, tranquility. Calmness. Calmness, peacefulness. Ness. Tranquility. Double L. Single L. Wow, very good. I like this. Very confident. Then, some more? What is it? That one also my state, yeah. Stillness. Correct or not? Stillness. You can experience all this, isn't it? These are your mind state, isn't it? Then, equanimity, of course, UPK, and all those things. Then, .. Then, mental volition is your mental. Mental intention. Your volition is your intention. So these are very general words. Then there are a lot more things that actually happen inside your mind. Because human being has a lot of funny, even the mental activity alone. Thinking is a very general word, no, understand? No? That's why thinking can cover all these things. When you plan, when you scheme. Then fear is where? Fear is here, isn't it? So all these are part of your mind state. But you are not mindful. You are not aware. Fear. So what is happening is you don't understand this word. That's why when you meditate, you're supposed to be aware. You don't know all these are what your mind doing. Because what are you doing? You are heedlessly lost in thought. Understand? Fear, worry, anxiety grab you already, still don't know. Understand? You become pucat already, you still don't know. Understand? It's like you cannot burn until hangus already mentally, still don't know. Still think that guy did it to me. Understand? Still go and worry. Die lah this time. How I cannot solve. I lose my job. No. If I cannot solve, I don't have money. I lose my house. No. Cannot pay your installment. Correct? Lah? My son going university. How lah? No money. No. Malu. No. Go back. How? Then emergency. My parent got to go emergency one. No. Hospital. No. And I heard the bill very high. No. How? You go and worry, you go and ask how, you think you can get the solution? This won't help, understand or not? When there is a condition, this is a reality. Everybody go through life, they have the same problem. That's why the Buddha's advice for your financial planning is what? You haven't heard of Buddhist economy? How much you make, you must save how much and only use how much. You heard of that, isn't it? Save for the rainy day. You never follow the advice. Nowadays, second generation kids, most of them who didn't have proper job with good salary, you know what they do? Earn $1, spend $3. Salary not enough, understand or not? Then, sometimes family, love, you think that is love? Pamper, give, help. Then later on, the husband come back, the husband get to know, after a long time, he get angry. Because most of the time, the mother's money come from the father. Then keep on taking more and more. No? And you know your wife is not spending. Then who is spending? Who is spending? The children is spending. Then you know what I say? Forget about it. You cannot. And you know what the mother do? Don't want to let the husband know. Give. That's what parents do. So if you do that, what will happen? You're not teaching the son the right thing. Understand? So you have to manage your life. Means you must know the Buddhist economics and all those things. So that you know how to plan. That's why when I first came out to work, even as an engineer, my salary, I told you, 657, and my wife, temporary teacher, 200. And I checked, not enough for it. I'm an engineer, no, I very fast know what, whether my thing balance or not, whether I got problem. Then I know already, I got a situation, I don't call it a problem. I need to do whatever I can, part-time, to make more money. I don't think of crooked thing, no. How to cheat people, how to borrow from people. I don't have that type of thinking or idea. Because it's from your past. Understand? Then I just work towards the solution. I didn't even panic. I just know. Then that time my wife don't understand. No. He thought, I $200 also you ask me to budget. Budget until cannot budget already. You know. Tighten until cannot tighten already. $200 you can survive. No. Got to go to school, take transport, got to eat. Then come back, then got to use some pocket money. So I don't blame her. But I told her, it's serious. So he thought I'm very stingy. You know. He thought engineer a lot of money. So for 3 years, I worked part-time. And I make that money. Then that money was my seed money. I make $45,000. Every year, first year commission, I think about $15,000. Then trailing commission, I was top agent for 3 years. I worked 3 years, I was top agent for 3 years. That's how that money came. Then I used that money to invest. And my first investment, I took $30,000 out. I need $15,000 for my usage or whatever, or rainy day or something. So you know, that very first time I invested, I make sure I make money. Because I tell myself, I cannot afford to lose money. Yeah, these are precious money, hard-earned money. So what happened was, that round, I make it. I make 150. 5 times. Within not long. 1 year. That's why that one gave me confidence. But actually, before it happened, I already know. I need money to make money. Because you know why? I'm very good at numbers. Understand? Then I look at the newspaper, no, the stock market. Oh, you got year high, year low, no? The gap is so big, no? Well, that's very easy, what? Clear, no? Buy low, sell high, sure make money, Oh, I did it, Then I asked, when is low? Oh, crisis time. When their result no good. And I learned from one TA. He liked to invest in all these very small company. First is, he know plantation stock, I also make from there. Then I make from one counter called, you know, MGIC. You heard of MGIC? What is that? Magic? Oh, you must be a share investor. That one was during the 70s. You know, so you invest in the market very long already. Make money, Oh, you make some, you lose some. Very common. You are very lucky. A lot of people make some, lose a lot. Understand? At least you say you make some, you lose some. Means balance. A lot of people make, all small. No? But when they lose, you know what happened? Like poker. No, like poker. What happened? Sailang. Understand? Sailang, not poker sailang. Chong liang, take a bow. It's completely clean everything. Understand? Because when the market crash, they don't care how good are you. Whatever you hold, you are a casualty. Understand? That's why you have to avoid all this. It's, the big picture is like that. So what happened was, this counter, I checked the fundamental. It's a Pahang investment company. Par value 1 ringgit when they started. They only invest in share, nothing else. Their state government give a lot of preference. This counter dropped until 40 cents now. You believe her? You ask her. I don't know whether she knows. It dropped until 40 cents. No? They're paying dividend every year. No? At least 1 cent, 2 cents, no? 3 cents. The 40 cents, the yield is quite good. So I buy. Then you know what happened? Stock market came back. No? Because he is a share investment listed company. When stock market come back, all his portfolio go up. Then the results show. No? And I tell you, this stock went up to how much? Do you know or not? You imagine. Give me a number. You are way below. I sold at 6 ringgit. Then they got a right issue, you know. The right issue document is free one, no. I sold that right issue document for 190, you know. And the best thing is that time, you must register your share one, no. It's not CDS, though. You buy already, they deliver to you the hard copy of the share. You must register. You don't register, you're not entitled. A lot of this magic share, I sold already. People didn't go and register. No. So right, issue document come to me. No. Then I saw the price 1 something, no, almost 2 ringgit. No. Wow, happily sell. Don't want to subscribe also. Then like all this, you say buta money. It's from your Dana Parami, understand? No? You think money come to you? So you have to understand. So this is how, from there, I'm very good at numbers and chance, games of chance. I'm a very good gambler, I tell you. I'm a gambler. But I don't go casino, all those things. I did go casino, I did on the trial. But gambler means Chinese New Year, you know? Chinese New Year, we play pool. We play mahjong, we play poker, you know, as children, Chinese New Year, you play. Then our small town, every time people die, funeral, sure got one. That what, lakau and all those things. Hu hai hua, I mean. They throw that die, got all these animal and prawns and fish inside there. What you call that? Lakau. Hu hai hua hao, I know what they call. So all this, I observe, I learn, and I become very good. Understand? Not? That's why I'm confident I can make money from the stock market. I saw the high, just by this simple logic. That's why understanding is very important. So this one, when you understand, it helps you in your cultivation. You understand? Not? Then you know this is what Sankara is all about, creating all this. Then why did my mind become like that? Did you ever inquire or not? Do you ever inquire or not? Then you check whether you progress or not. Mental state, check this one. Mental activity, check. If you progress, this heedless thinking, this activity of my thinking become less and less and less. Understand? That if you have really cultivated, your mental state is stillness, calmness, peacefulness, tranquility, silent. Do you understand? If whole day also got anger, worry, fear, anxiety, all these things, cunningness, deceitfulness, and you say you got what jnana, you what stage already? Do you understand now? So no need to check this one. check your sankhara active or not. That's why we learn that there's space between thought, understand or not? When you have all these things going on, where got space, understand or not? The only mental state that has space is what? Tranquility, stillness, silence, peacefulness, calmness. That's why this is your natural state of mind. That's why you can experience it. You can feel it. And when you understand all this, your meditation becomes very simple. That mental intention, the evil root, deceitfulness, got what type of mental intention, you will know. Because you become all this negative mind state and have all this nonsense in you, it's because you are heedless, you are deluded. The evil roots are there and you don't know. You say you study Dhamma. Understand not? I follow advice of Buddha, I Buddhist. But you don't know all this. And your mental state, Sankara, is full of all those evil roots, mental hindrance and rubbish. And you say you are a Buddhist. You understand? Yes. The mic. No, mic.
The mind can also pay attention and focus on the... Is that a mental activity?
No. That one is the other thing that is not described in the four. Understand or not? But they got another word for it. What is that word? No. Yoniso? Wise? Attention. When you pay attention, that ekagata, one-pointedness, that one is a movement of the mind. You got nothing to do with this four word, understand not? That's why I say all these four words cannot define sankhara. That is the meaning. Now you understand? You understand or not? So, everything that your mind can do, cover that or not? Definitely there. Whether you focus, you pay attention, or you are in the state of ekagata, it's all the mind doing it. Correct or not? So this is the new understanding, new definition. Any book tell you this? Abhidhamma don't tell you sankhara is this one lah. Everything that the mind can do, understand or not? It breaks into a lot of consciousness. It's content. Kusala, akusala. That's very general, understand not? So, here, everything that I name, which is kusala, which is akusala? The one that has the evil root, understand not? Then I ask you one question. Stillness, peacefulness, got akusala or not? Where got wholesome thought? This is not a thought, understand not? Tranquility is stillness, silent, without word. How can it be kusala? That's why there is another one they use. Supramundane consciousness. You understand or not? I know mental concomitant, mental state, cetasika, understand or not? And whatever that the mind can do. But they only subdivide with all this equivalent word. They never know that everything that your mind can do, including the supramundane mind, understand? The supramundane activity of mind. That's why the Four Noble Truths is complete, mundane and supramundane. So this sankhara thing is within the conditioned world, you understand? But this consciousness, when you meditate, when you develop the enlightenment, it can have supramundane consciousness. What is supramundane consciousness? Without the evil root. Then without duality, understand not? There is no like and dislike. There is no negativity or mental state. There is no positive mental state. That's why they use the word equanimity. The mind that doesn't move. The mind that doesn't move, how to create mental intention? You understand? Then where got good, where got bad? Where got kusala, agusala? Because it's the enlightenment factor, understand not? Born of wisdom. So there are so much things within the teaching. But what has been commonly taught is just words. Understand? And I tell you, when you have the awakening, all the Abhidhamma inside there, you read, a lot are wrong. You know what are the four ultimates of Abhidhamma? No? Paramita. The first one is what? Ha! He said form is an ultimate. No? Then he challenged my teaching. No? What did I tell you? Form is unreal. No? So, you believe him or not? Yes. Sutta, no? You understand? No? I think they kena that question, they don't know how to answer in the exco committee or don't know what when they discuss it. Because he pointed out the four ultimate, no? One of them is rupa, no? Form, no? He said, what type of rubbish when he read my transcript, no? No? Because form is unreal, no? I said. He said, one of the ultimate, no? You say unreal. So, who is more logical? Huh? If you don't have insight, of course you say he is more logical. And then I give you a science example, you understand. Before human being understand, what was the smallest particle? Atom, brother Tay, no, science student. I thought science student, how come you know? Commerce, got study a bit. Atom. Then later on, after the 60, physics progress. They realize atom is not the smallest individual entity. You know. Inside atom got what? The nucleus got proton. No. Then electron going round. No. Then they realize the electron was so much smaller. No. Then after that, after I graduate, not graduate yet, I think after form 5, after my form 5. Later on, I read in the science book, got some more smaller one, no? Meson, no? Don't know what son, no? All the son, come on. And still science have not reached it, no? Then you say matter is ultimate. It's from the conditioned world, understand? You know why the Buddha say it's a paramita, no? Because these are the things that you need to build up the conditioned world, the mundane mind. Paramata, not mita. Thank you. I know. What? I know, paramata is ultimate. Parimita is perfection, isn't it? The 10 parimita. I actually say, I want to say paramata, but I say parimata. Understand? Yeah, it's from parimita. but not important. As long as you understand me, don't confuse. When I say you experience pity, your mind rupture. It's actually rapture. That's why Yun Chan correct me. Now I know. I don't want to make that mistake. When you hear your mind rupture, what is present? Tell me. Mind also rupture. I don't want to do this type of meditation. Very dangerous. So, English word is like that. Thank you for pointing out. So, Dhamma is for you to investigate and find out yourself. Don't believe what people tell you. Understand? Do you understand? So, all this that people tell you, like the Buddha say, he told the Kalama, even I tell you also don't believe. Just because I am very famous. Forget about it. That's why he say, Ehi Pasiko, this Dhamma. If it's the truth, it's stand up to investigate. Then you go in and find out. Then you are not scared of sharing this with people. Because you experience it, you realize it. And you really tested it, investigated it, and everything is like that. Then you will not be gullible. Oh, very good. Now learn very fast. Then, not only gullible, no. You will not be rigid, understand? No? Knowledge-based, understand? No? You interpret the word, you say Buddha say is the ultimate. Because the English word say ultimate. It's just like the ultimate of what they call the ultimate of all these things that build up the mano or the mind. Yeah. There are four ultimate in there. The next two is what? Some more? No, Nibbana last one. Some more? Citta. And what is this? Mano and thought. They don't know. they said this ultimate, the English word, is for the ultimate of the mind. These four things are inside there. And Nibbana is what? Supramundane, understand or not? The unconditioned. The mundane world need these three, need form. What form? Rupa. Mental form, physical form, understand or not? Cetasika is all this sankara, mental concomitant. Understand? Then citta is the thought, consciousness. Now that also don't understand. Use the textbook, interpret his own way and tell people you are wrong. Do you see the point? There is the danger. Then karmic is there, understand or not? People are supposed to learn the correct Dhamma, but you go and tell people like that. And you know what happened? No? I also didn't know until they come and tell me. They don't know how to talk to me. I remember. Yun Chan, you remember? You invite me over to the restaurant, you remember? A few of you are. Say, Presentiva. They also don't know what to do. No? Because somebody inside, they're very powerful one, make the decision. No? Yun Chan, out of goodness, invite me to go there and share. No? You know not? I never want to go there and share. No? And I was invited. No? Then after I share, they got dilemma. No? Because the highest authority say cannot. No? Because this center is for vipassana. No? Other teaching cannot. No? Then luckily, Bun Chai very good. No? Bun Chai talk to me. No? He's a predator. You don't worry. As long as I am around. If you cannot get a new place, I will open up the center for you to teach. He said, oh, Bun Chai very good. Then the Uncle Tan also very good, the late Uncle Tan. Every time he print all this Dhamma book, he sure give me a set one. He give me a copy. You know. Because he heard my teaching before. He know I'm very good. He know I can understand a lot of things. So these are the people. Then Yun Chan, they all, I say, you don't worry. After they told me, I say, we should have gratitude towards them. Understand? Because they let us use for so many, how many months? Got a few months or 1 or 2 years, isn't it? Yeah, 1 or 2 years. So I said, we must have gratitude. Don't argue. Don't go and complain or what. Don't even go and say this thing outside. Otherwise, it will spread. Understand? More misunderstanding. Then you want to challenge. You want to be right. I just keep quiet. Then I didn't know about this paramita thing that caused this, no. They also don't understand, no. They dare not tell us, no. Until later, when I teach, until some of them understand, they come and tell me, you know. Oh, then only I said, no wonder you all cannot answer, because that time you were so new, and I haven't gone into this teaching yet. Understand? So that was the history. And you know why I keep quiet? Because I set the three rules. No right, no wrong. Understand? You understand? So if I also want to be right, I finish. Understand? Otherwise, you think can survive 14 years, no complaint, nothing. I don't have problem from Kayamita yet. You know. Yet, I use the word. So don't quote me. So far, what do you hear outside? If you got anything, you can let me know. Then I teach you how to solve it. Don't try to be right. Understand? Forget about being right. Not important. Focus on the cultivation. When you have it, you become beautiful. And from your behavior, people know. Do you understand? And every time you chant, what do you chant? Why you offer incense? Why you offer incense? The virtues. Engbi is very good. If you really have your virtue, and your wisdom, it's like the incense, no? They spread far and wide, no? People can smell you, no? Means what? You really uliao, no? Understand, no? Yao liu tou, no? Those are fake incense, no fragrant one, you also want to buy, that's why you must know how to observe and find out yourself. Understand? And this one got right in the Abhidhamma book or not? The explanation of the four ultimate. The one I explained. Not there, isn't it? You can ask Brother Tay. So all these, last time I cannot say, you know, I say, my head gone, I tell you. Cannot chop. Just like the Indonesian worker. You cannot survive. But now I can talk. Because you have more faith in me, understand? My words, like, You have faith now. And you don't need to have very good understanding. Simple, what they call, I don't want to use the word logic. Logic no good. Simple understanding will allow you to see the difference, understand or not? The example that I give to you. You can follow or not? Okay. Sankara, any more questions? Very clear, guy. So this year, this one never taught in the last 5 years. I got mentioned a bit, but I couldn't go in because not ready. Now a lot of you are ready, so I can share all this. So these are additional understanding, okay? Okay, don't have question, we go on. We are at what page? 3.2, five daily reflection, contemplation we have done. Then, whole of 3.2 finish. 3.3, this one we have done, but you all should pay attention. Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23, confirm the importance of heedfulness in order to become enlightened. Then, what is heedfulness or apamada? Ever mindful, means ever mindful. Means you need sati, stabilize it. Plus, to cultivate the Dhamma or the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is Noble Eightfold Path. So the first thing we must do when starting this meditation is to do what? Train the mind to be what? Mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful in the midst of life, not only formal meditation. Then when you do that, you will have the silent mind with inner awareness, to be ever mindful without thought. And I use the word most of the time first, understand? Well, you cannot immediately become continuously mindful, understand? So, most of the time, you can do that very good already. When you are mindful most of the time, you hardly think, understand? That's why you hear a lot of meditation teacher or master tell you, the good sign to see whether you progress or not is how much thought you have. You heard of this or not? It's a measure of how much thinking you are doing. So if you are not thinking, you are aware. Then you are mindful. So this is all very easy to understand. Then next one is, then only use this trained mind in sati to meditate and cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path or the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. How do we train this mind? All these are mentioned and described here. It's very good. To be mindful and aware most of the time. First, we must understand why we are most of the time heedless and not mindful. Why? Five mental hindrance. Very good. So most of the time you are heedless, not mindful or aware or peaceful. So according to the Buddha, it's because of the five mental hindrances that condition our heedless thinking, thereby stirring our mind and hindering our mind from returning to its natural meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness before the stirring. So now you understand. So what must you do? Develop the opposite five, spiritual faculty. Don't go and fight, don't go and suppress, control and do all those funny things. When you do that, you are not solving the problem. You are suppressing the hindrance. You are forcing the hindrance not to come out. So what you do? You focus, understand? You go into one-pointedness or absorption so that the energy field prevent the heedless thinking, prevent the mental hindrance from arising. And this is what they do without knowing. Then they thought this is meditation. Then they experience peace. But Polai went there, she know that peace develop a lot of tension in your body. You are not at ease, not natural. It's not a free mind state. That's why people who are sensitive to the body, they will know. Because she is a therapist, she can see all this. Your joint and all this area that has this trapped energy. Means you are full of emotion, full of fear, anxiety, and you like harm your body. So they use therapy to release all this for you, but they cannot keep on releasing for you if you don't want to change. Understand? So now she realized she can talk to some of these people, and they start to change. Why do you continue to behave like that and make your body every time like that? Then every time you got to go and seek treatment. It's just like, give you an example. You get sick, then you get into trouble. Then what you do? You go and see a doctor, right? Then maybe good doctor. So you heal, you cure, understand? Then how you get your sickness? You forgot now. You go back and do the same thing. Maybe you like certain food like curry, make you what? Constipation or what? Gastric and all thing. Just because of your greed, you cannot restrain, you eat. So every time what you do, heal already, go and create the problem. Go and see the doctor. Then pay for all the bills, suffer, then come out, forgot again. Heedless people are there. Because they didn't know that the defilement make them miserable, cause the suffering. Then they dare to repeat, because they don't believe in karma. They don't have this right view, right understanding. Where is the board? Oh, went so far. Why? Don't want to learn already. Enough already. Oh yeah, chanting separate. Okay. So bring back. Dhamma also want to throw away, means you are enlightened already, awakened already. I know. This whiteboard also somebody push it to the end. But I bring it back. Which is very good. Yes. Polai. Pass the mic.
Majority people's come to me, and after, like, mostly it's mother, you know, parents. Wow, very good. Can I bring my son, my kids here? And I look at him. I will teach you how to do it, but first time you can bring them here. But you have to understand what is the reason you want to bring them
here. Yeah, that one more important.
Yeah, then after that, I won't charge you, but I will teach you how to do, because I'm not the one who always stay with them.
Yeah.
Because you are the one who stay with them, then you have to know how to, what's the reason and cause to do that.
To heal.
And you want to pay me the money just for that. I don't want your money. Because this is not the way to solve the problem.
Right.
Because you have to stay with them together.
Yeah, otherwise you become dependent, and the person you depend on is not around. Let's say you get into big trouble. Then he said, don't worry, go and see Polai, or Dr. Polai. Then what happened? Polai go spiritual trip. Polai go retreat, 9 days. So what you do? Not always there, no, understand? No. You depend on people. That's why one of my teachers, the guy, they want to use occult power to heal him, no? To keep him alive. He said, no. If I allow you to do that, I depend on you. That is what he said. And the occult guy warned him, no, the ape, the teacher, do you know you are going to suffer for 20 years to heal yourself this way? You have to meditate a lot, he said. That's why the occult one, they go into pure psychic energy field. And he said, yes, I want to heal myself, so that without you, I can still heal. And lucky, you know, now he's 80-something, and according to him, he told me, at the age of 35, he's supposed to die. If this guy, this Ape, the teacher, the old man, Kalimantan, has not contacted him, he will have died. Then after that, he extended his life. Of course, it took him 20 years. And then, he was an accountant, and then he went to New Zealand. So what happened was, he healed. After he healed, his body suffer a lot, no? And because of that, he got to die again, no? Then luckily, he know this, no? Then he heal himself. That's why he live until 80-something. Now 80-something, but I don't know whether... I think he's still around, but very old. Yeah, I last heard that he like retire or don't know what. He doesn't do all those things anymore. I think after he was 80 years old. So... people who have the understanding, they will definitely do it themselves, so that they have the understanding to protect themselves. to extend their own life. But the technology now so good, we have progressed so much. Don't be foolish until you say, oh, we learn, no, we don't want to depend. Then you go specialist center, you go medical center, the doctor, oh, you say, no need, teach me how to heal myself. People go study how many years, no, postgraduate, everything. You want to learn like that one from him. It's like people go into rocket science and all those very advanced science. You know. You say, I don't want to buy from you. The what type of car, BMW or the famous car, Mercedes, I don't want to buy. I want to learn, I make myself. You go and do lah. It costs you a bomb somewhere, you cannot do it. Understand? If it's available, save your time, then go. Because doctor is not indispensable. Understand? But now there's so many specialists. Understand? This specialist center don't have, there are a lot more waiting for you. Understand? The only criteria, you have money or not. True or not? Money, talk. No money? Last time, the Cantonese show got Yao Sui, Go Sui, Mo Sui, San Sui. The fireman come, no, building on fire. No. He asked you, got water or not? Got money? You pay, then got water. Go, shoot. So, society become like that because everybody is motivated by greed when they don't have the understanding. But they dare to do it because they don't understand coming. Okay? Thank you. Okay.
And there's a few experience that really the parents, the mother bring the kids here and we do it together. Okay? And really they experience, I say you don't try to experience anything or anything you want to do it. You just do as I ask you to do, just hold the place or something like that.
Yeah.
After that, we have the time to talk together. And she would tell me, hey, I feel the vibration like that. Do you see or not?
Yeah.
This is not something
unreachable.
We have to aware of how we're going to talk to the kids, how we the connection with humans. So that you don't.
Very good.
You don't need to pay me.
Yeah.
Because you can save money.
Yeah.
And I can cure, not to say cure you.
Teach you.
I teach you and how to kill yourself first.
Correct.
Because
kill your old bad habit. Understand?
因为父母亲是在家里面最可以说话的人。
Yeah, 对。
Okay, 如果我们可以在这个部分里面去协助到自己的时候，孩子会很容易去。看到很多东西。
Correct, very good. How many of you banana one? Can understand also, is it? Can understand, then no need to interpret or translate. Very good. Sesini. Thank you. Rejoice. See? Even though she do this therapy to help people, she's not thinking of herself. She advised. And she said, you learn, then you do yourself. You don't have to pay me money. Understand? And because you are the mother, you say you are more influential. You have more say. Your kid will listen to you. That's why the mother must learn themselves, understand, then advise the kid. So these are very wholesome. Very good.
And I told them I have a condition.
Very good.
I said, you don't learn already because you want to, 你要听我的话, 所以我帮你做. No, it's really,
correct.
You know, to heal.
Don't force people, don't control people.
不是因为要他们听你的话, 因为你要他们乖, 不是这样.
Yeah.
It has to be really sincere and to have the connection with why. 为什么你们会有这个因缘成为一家人
Correct.
It's something like
that. Very good. Why you have this type of condition? It's all karma, but you cannot see. And all this can happen. You can really heal. That's why the small girl that came, when he experienced, he reported to Pauline. Yeah, he feel the vibration, he feel something is happening. You think psychic, you think magic. No, it's understanding. When you understand, you can help people heal. Like all those depressed people, you think I use magic, psychic. They talk to me only, understand? And if I, like one of the specialists, the psychiatrist, they say got one, I don't know who already. You make appointment to talk to him, huh? 1 hour, you know how much he charge you? 3,000 US dollar. How much time you want to spend with him? He say, can. Then Warren Buffett, you want to buy him dinner or lunch appointment, you have to book long time ahead. And he said the highest bidder get it. And what is the latest price? Anybody know? I heard about it was a few hundred thousand US just to have a meal with him. About 2 hours like that to talk to him. He said, during that dinner, whatever you want to ask, you better ask. And the place he decide. The time he decide. So if I set this rule, you dare to come or not? I tell you, ringgit also you do not come. And things that are given free, you should ask yourself, no, Brother Teo got nothing to do. Never charge, everything free, the book also free, transcript also free. And you learn so much. Where got this type of people in this world? And the Kayamita or the Exco, those who help me, volunteer their service, and they also donate and do all this. You think they got nothing to do? They have to serve you? You can understand? You observe all this, you will know already. This is not the organization that talk about, it's not even an organization. It's just a Kayamita grouping. And no formality, nothing. It doesn't need you to pay anything. Understand? It's your free will. It's up to you. If you feel that you benefited and you want to develop merits and wholesomeness, then you can do your own voluntary donation to whatever activity. Every time we go a retreat, we got a common fund. Every time we go spiritual trip, we got a common fund. So why I establish a common fund is because common fund will make sure everybody partake in whatever goodness that this common fund do. You understand? Like this whole retreat. After we do the calculation tomorrow, Sri Anne will announce to you how much donation, how much collection from the bus, how much sponsor, then total collected how much. Then after that, pay for the temple for the food, pay the bus driver for the transport, then balance how much. Then we decide to do wholesomeness. This balance, how to donate to charity organization or organization that really promote the Dhamma and all those things. So he suggested a few things to me, which was all very good. I said, yeah, no problem, include it. So you get to partake in all this. You think even if you're very rich, very wealthy, you don't join this retreat and have this condition, you got chance to donate. You got chance to donate. Unless you know Sri Anna or some of the Kayamita, you will never, despite your money, your wealth also. Then all this transcript book, you got money also, you cannot donate. If you are not part of the Kayamita. You understand? Because I reserve all this for Kayamita fund to do. Nothing else can do. So all this is the condition to develop the what they call causes and conditions for you all to progress. To have this type of merits that money cannot buy. So these are the understanding that you will develop. That's why I say when you observe, you are mindful, you will know. Then your understanding becomes very different. Then you see things as they are. You investigate into, you find out. The moment you understand, your faith different. That's why all these people willing to help. Like even Puan Chi Hua Alastar, the transcript all she do. She volunteer, spend so much time. And on our site, Kayamita too. You think proofreading, typesetting, website set up, or nobody do one? Deva Hewa. Very good site. Jin Hao, Brother Song, Sui An, all these people are there. They rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why when you volunteer, you contribute your part, although very small, but the thing happened, understand now? Then you should thank Yun Chan now, she's here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You don't know why they thank you, huh? Yesterday you not around. I told them you are the first one that invite me out. Anyway, they have a lot of gratitude. But I told them without that condition, I won't be
somebody,
doing all this.
Somebody else would have invited you.
No. For 15 years, nobody come. No, so it has to be you, because you have that parami. Do you know that? That's why I always advise you. Make full use of that merit, that wholesomeness. Invoke power. It will happen. For whatever you want. Good and noble wishes or whatever. You know, because of that, what you do, all this website come out. All this transcript come out. All this sharing recording come out. And you know how many people will benefit in the future. Do you understand? And you only need one of them, no? Like Zhong Tai San Su, of the million, he only need one that take the Bohi, the vow, and go the Bodhisattva way, with the Bohi Maya. Now, your small group like that, almost all take, no? That's why you jia bi liao, no? That's why, no? Because from your single action, it created such condition. You understand, no? You understand, no? You will not be here without Yun Chan, I tell you. You understand? All this Dhamma would not arise without Yun Chan. Wait, pass the mic to her.
Brother Teo, to reach out to a wider audience, do you think a video with an official website will help?
No need. Let the condition evolve. Don't try to do things, understand? Who is trying to do things? Your mundane mind. Oh, a lot of idea. Oh, but why not like that? Why not like that? That's why when you have all this, you know what will happen. The forces up there, they know you got weakness. You want to be famous, understand? You want to help, no. You want to do good, no. Then they know you got weakness. That's why they can disrupt and cause a lot of things. But because what I did is, got condition, do. No condition, don't do. Nothing to do with me. That's why they cannot predict. They don't know what I do. That's all. Sometimes you go on spiritual trip, you can ask them. The program schedule already, you know. I can change one. I won't go. Because I saw the condition, I saw the sign. That's certain area not supposed to go. This nature knew. Then decide otherwise. Oh. Until the Tao Yu and the China local people that took us around, our Liu Chu Hui Neng trip, what was his name? Owen. You know what he said? Wow, your group different, I said. I taken so many religious group, no, go temple one, is it? All the last time one, all pai pai for. You know why pai pai for? Pai pai, do merit one. Donate only one. You all want, want me to look for temple to have retreat, Dhamma sharing, real meditation. Then all this in the bus, chanting, sharing. Then you know what happened. He never meditated before. No. Then he saw us having that meditation at the Liu Chu, the original temple. What is the name? What is the name, Pao En Si, yes. He also nothing to do. He curious. He come and join in. No. And you know, he very busy. You know, busy making money, rush there. The boss sending everywhere. Yeah, he's efficient. And he happened to be know some English. Understand? That's why you want an English guy. Oh, then he's supposed to fulfill the condition, no, that you must know Dhamma. No. You know idea, no? He going to learn Dhamma. No. About 1 month before leading, he going to learn Dhamma. He going to read internet. No. Then when he explained at the Liu Chu, the one with the stupa one, we walk around one. Guo En Si. He was describing the thing. Oh. And I know he don't know a lot of things. No. A lot of things not correct. Oh. Only the little bit of internet information on here. Then somebody say, Pratio, stop lah, don't waste time lah, we go in lah. Everybody are waiting to go into the temple. No. Oh. But they're hot lah. Then some more with all the thing. I say, no. Let him do. Well, I knew his condition, his problem. Well, he's keen to learn, no. Despite he just learned, he's not sure. Then after that, I explained to him, no. Then he appreciate a lot, no. Oh. Then I say, you got your parami, otherwise you cannot be our guide. Oh, he knew, no. Then after that, he come to the meditation. You know what happened to him? No? He said he has never meditated, he has never sat, no. First time he felt that peace, that calmness, that stillness, no. He said, I don't know why when you fellows all sitting there, didn't say anything, quietly meditate. He came in at the back, he also sit, no. And he never had this type of silence before, no. He said the energy was so embracing. And he came out, he was full of joy. No. Oh. See? People never learn before because they are keen, they have faith, they want to find out. They silence their mind. Then all the thinking, the chattering, he said, he told me, he said, 很奇怪, he said. And he tried to use English, very funny, he said. The thinking, slow, then no more. First time I experienced no more thinking. He said, I said, no more thinking means what? He said, I feel very good, peaceful. I said, not only that, what else? He cannot answer. I said, no thinking means what? I use Mandarin. Mei fan nao. Correct or not? Because you don't think means you don't have fear, worry, anxiety, problem. Why straight away thank me, you know. Yeah, my job. A lot of this type of thing. A lot of stress. A lot of pressure. First time, he said, my whole mind don't have all these things. See? How did he get it? Because he has his path. Then I say, if you really sincere, have faith, you go and read all those books. I recommend some book to him. Then I brought along some book in there. I think my wife passed it. The transcript book. Yeah, he knows English. I say, you go and read. My seminar book in Bangkok one, the international seminar. I say, this one will help you. Liu Chu English one, you also give him. The six page here textbook. That's why when you got this type of pass, parami, China don't know him one also can receive. You all Malaysia, everything here you don't want. Understand? Or? That's why karma and parami is not what you think. You yuan, everything happen. You understand? Or? When there's affinity. Mei yuan, nothing happen. Understand? In front also cannot get. Understand? Or? They say, 无言, 登山不能对来. Understand? Or? To ACU deal. China also can receive. 无言, my neighbor also don't know. Understand? Or? So you have to understand what is the nature's law. You have to understand without affinity, without this affinity with triple gem, you cannot receive Dhamma, I tell you. That's why I say you are not simple one, bukan tan one. Really? Otherwise you cannot be here listening to all this. Okay, we continue. Ayo, today very slow. Still one page only. Yes, you heard what she said, not? He said, if you all are not ordinary, or if you all are not simple, means I am putte liao. You know why putte liao? I don't know what English word. Awesome. I think much better than what putte liao, no? That word maybe. Awesome. Fantastic. But I already told you last night, what did I tell you? Because if you make this aspiration bodhisattva vow, and you seriously, continuously cultivate, by the time you reach the next sasana, you will sure be around. You already may be better than my nature. You understand? No? Because this is not difficult. When you are serious, you move. Do you understand? But I act got and flow, got condition, it move. Got condition, things happen. No condition, nothing happen. That's why they cannot predict. So if they cannot predict, that's why they cannot disrupt. There are many cases where they disrupt. But we accept accord and flow. There was one clang talk on emptiness. You go and listen to that talk. I explained to them. There was a disruption. But I knew, but I didn't say anything. Until the thing over, the condition come back, then everything will be smooth. I know it. Then I explain to them. Then at Wu Ping Ching Se also, a lot of things happen. Because these are the forces of nature, within nature. They are always the yin and the yang. But one thing they can predict is what I like to eat. I always call that same few dishes. That's why don't let me order. You ask me to order, I tend to order those few dishes. But food, very difficult for them to put something inside their hands. Because we go to that restaurant at the last minute one. We also don't know where we go until the bus sends us there. So all this depends on. Then sometimes we book that restaurant because something happened not in time to reach there. Then we even change hotel in between. And it turned out to be a very good new hotel. There's a lot of things is not up there. The sign will unfold one. Then things that supposed to happen will happen one. Kai lai jiu lai. Kai chi jiu chi. Pu kai lai jiu pu hui lai. Understand?
But Brother Teo, if we don't plan ahead, then how do things get...
I never say you cannot plan.
No plan.
I say you must... No, I never say you cannot plan. But you must understand the sign that come. If you are heedless, busily thinking, heedlessly preoccupied in your thought process, like to play that game, then cannot be sensitive. The sign come also cannot see.
From NG, we're saying about the website and the video. Isn't that
That is what you want to do. Understand?
Oh.
Because got condition, you know what happened or not. Not only she suggests, other people will suggest. Then other condition will arise. That's why I say the sign keep on coming. My last guy, I was already ready. I no need to see him. But the sign comes 6-7 times asking me to see him now. That's why I knew. This guy, I don't know who is he. I must see him. That's it. The nature know. These are the signs. Understand? It's just because somebody suggests to you through the thought, then you go and do. That's why you can be in trouble. Because this is not natural. Understand? But when the sign is there, it keep on coming back on. Not only from you all, from all over. And my nature will know. That's why when they want to set up website, you ask them. I never asked for it. Nobody suggested for it. Then one day, something triggered off. Then I just mentioned it in one of the talks. Because I said, every time we do this transcript, then this transcript, we print certain amount of book. Then, as I know, you give, not everybody read one, I tell you. Understand? Like cultivating the Bodhisattva, how many of you really read? Even you read, you can understand not, if I don't explain. So that's why I say, you have to have the audio file, then the website, so that easy for access. Because I came to know, because I go through Google, I check, I know. Then the sign came, Then I knew already, it's going to happen already. Then for a while, about 1-2 years, nothing happened. Then suddenly one day, Jin Hao came and talked to me. You know what he told me? He said, Bertil, I heard you are looking for a website. I said, how do you know? He said, yeah, I heard. He said, my sister is doing this. I didn't know my sister doing this. He said, like that also got to know. Then I said, like that. Okay. You talk to your sister and ask her to write an email and let me understand what. The email was so concise and so clear. The moment I read, I know what website is now. I don't know what is a website at that time. I don't know need hosting one. Understand or not? Need to have what? No, not sorry. Domain. all these are like Greek to me, understand? No? Huh. After he explained, I understand now. Then I told Chin Hao, very good, very good. We walk from here, I said. Then after that, we decide to have a meeting, get a few Kayamita to join. You know what happened? Sui An was there. And Sui An said, hey, my boss, expert, help a lot of Buddhist society set up site. And do you know what happened? Eng Bi also know. Eng Bi also have. Within less than 1 month, the whole website was up. No? With the hosting, everything. That's why man to be will be. You know. Kai lai, jiu lai. Bu kai lai, yong yan to bu hui lai. You understand? That's why a lot of things in Dhamma, you are not in the cultivation, the real understanding. All this you won't witness on. You won't understand. Also. The sign come also, you blind on. Understand? But to you, no meaning. Understand? And you're not sensitive. You cannot feel. But when you are sensitive, you are so different. So this is the real Dhamma when you understand. Okay? Oh, Ingbi just gave me the. We were talking about the website. Kai lai jiu lai on. Then within 1 month, everything come out. Ingbi also was surprised. Ingbi also told me, say, but you actually within a month no, or less than a month. No. Do you think I want to do? No. I echo and flow. Then everything just fall into place. No. Then this year, last year, the October gathering of Kayamita once a year, we invited all these people and thank them. Rejoice lah, why so paiseh? You should thank all these people for setting up all these things. Then after that, a lot of things just happened over these last few years. I didn't really do anything. I only understand the condition, echo, flow, and let things happen. That's why when you do nothing, what happened? When you do nothing, what happened? When you do nothing means you don't go against nature's law. All the correct thing will happen. Understand? Kai lai jiu lai. Sui yan. Use the mic.
We actually don't move. Is it not?
You understand what she say? She say actually in the mundane world, if we don't act, nothing move. You agree or not? Very logical, isn't it? Logical or not? I don't act, nothing happens, isn't it? Nothing moves, isn't it? But do you know when you act, what happened? You use what to act? Your memory, your thought, which is deluded, not enlightened yet, don't have the understanding. So this type of action is what action? You make mistake, one, understand? That's how you act.
Maybe you have to elaborate on this, because I don't really get it. The whole company don't act, then what happened? Then like, brother,
tell you don't act. I only told you don't resist, understand?
Don't resist.
When you don't resist, make effortless. Understand not? You didn't resist anything. Then, kai lai, jiu hui lai. You just do your part. Need to tender. Understand not? Then, when you have the criteria, and sometimes this job meant for you, you will get the tender. Understand not? Then people supposed to help you when you don't have that type of personnel, they will appear, and you will hire them. Like my listed company MD. The extra claim 40 million for one project now. Kai lai jiu lai, another meant to be. This is the reason for not doing anything, because you don't resist or purposely go. It's not through the thought, it's through understanding. Then the sign is very clear. Because nature's law, when the sign flow means you know nature's law is operating. That's why I told you during the early day after my cultivation, the sign will come. I know something not right already. But otherwise, this thing won't happen. Then I become very mindful, very alert. Then I feel. Then I knew what to do. Need to ask for forgiveness. Need to be careful, heedful, do. Then need to reflect, contemplate, check back. What did I do wrong? Is there anything for this reason? That's how you cultivate. Not just everything, God master plan, Not to say you cannot have master plan, understand? You can plan, but the world is not what you think. You can plan, sometimes your plan cannot be smooth, understand? That's why a lot of people got problem in between. Not only plan C, their plan don't work one every time, understand? What they plan, the reality different, understand? Ayo, wrong already lah. We shouldn't have planned like that. We should have planned like that. Then they kiasu. You know what they do? If plan A don't work, take out the plan B. Plan B don't work, take out plan C. Then what you do? Keep on changing, keep on trying. But when you understand, no need plan. Just look at the reality, understand, then okay, I'm going to do it. Because I have the, you know what is SWOT analysis lah. Yeah? Strength, weaknesses, opportunity, and threat. So you see the project, my company's strength, I got or not? Do I have weaknesses to take up this project? Is it an opportunity for us to really break free and make the money? Yeah. There any danger, any threat? If you check all this, you go, need to plan or not? No need, understand not? You just check your weakness. Then correct your fault, understand not? Strengthen your weakness. Then avoid all the threat. Then promote your strength. Develop it further. These are the four right efforts, understand not? Then if you see opportunity, means what? People cannot see, you see. That's why your baju quit toto, understand not? So you already know that part, isn't it? So need to plan or not? No need. Ayo, this is developing understanding lah. Where got plan? When I develop the understanding, I know what to do. Like meditation, when I develop the wisdom, I no need plan A, plan B, plan C. Let's say you don't develop the wisdom, you cultivate theory. Huh? Then what happens? You encounter problem in life. What you do? Wow, this one, financial problem. What must do? Then you try to use your knowledge. Okay lah, I have plan A lah. I try to get money from where. If this one fail, I borrow from bank. If borrow from bank also fail, I go Tai Long. I tell you that plan C is very dangerous, understand? You never check the threat, the weaknesses, and all those problems. You just want to plan to get what you want. That is what? Craving, understand? That is desire. Through what? Through the thought. Without right view. Pass a bit. Pass to my Sui.
Just a sharing. I mean, not everybody lives their life the same way. I'm not a very ambitious person. So I don't really plan and strategize. And then I make a decision when I have to. I do things when I have to. I have to go to college and I need to choose a course. I choose. Go and find. I go and talk to... Luckily, my daddy know a lot of people. He brought me to see. I said,
accountant
people.
He brought
me to see accountant, talk to them, what is their work like, what every day, what they do.
That is what she found out.
I want to do something. But in the end, after talking to accountant also, in the end, I see computer. I like computer. I take computer. I just do what I want to do. What I have to do, I do. Then...
No!
The opportunity came about. I didn't think I'll go and talk to the person. My dad suggests that. No, you have to take initiative. You have to take initiative and do.
Don't worry, I explained this one. Because I know inside out. I knew they are form 5. After that, they have to go to college. And my daughter easy going one. Because she very simple one. She's not ambitious one. But she got very good part of me. Understand? Because she didn't go overseas, I bought her a new car. Padua Kanjo. New one. And she just got her license. And she, happy. Go college, he told me. Fetch the classmate, everything. And they like her. We all got car, go out, eat together, everything. Then what happened was, I told her. I said, after Form 5, your result come out, you will have to decide what career you want. What course you want to study. You don't have to follow daddy. Don't have to become an engineer. Understand? You understand? Your life, you decide. But this career go with you for life. If you don't choose it properly, you will have problem. So what I told her was, I said, if you need to know more, I got a lot of classmates. Engineer, you can ask me. Understand? Electrical, I will bring him to Sui An and Mi Fong. Understand? That's why I brought my the other brother, Ronnie. I think Mi Fong know. Where is Mi Fong? Oh, not well, yeah. Because my brother actually was an electrical engineer from Canada. And it was Mi Fong who get him the first job, General Instrument. Yeah. So I brought him there. This is how you help with understanding. I'm not planning for her. She is not planning what to do. Because my duty as a parent is what? I have to let her understand life is this. Because I am more experienced. Then I understand the consequence of making the wrong decision. That's why I say, you find out, then you check what you like, then only you study. That's why both of them took IT. Then after that, I took them to the college also. You like or not? You don't like, we choose another college. Then I make a point to find out which is the best to offer this course. And she liked because near my house, KDU. And my son chose APIT, the best IT school. And I took him to the college. This is what you're supposed to do as parent. And he is so simple. But my son is very definite on what he wants. That's why he straight away after that, he made the decision and he didn't make the mistake. And both of them excel. They really beat my record. I already did very well in my form final last time. My daughter, the first one come out, straight A1 all, beat me flat. My son also. Then after that, what happened was, after form 5, go to college, then after they graduate, you know what my daughter did? I said, you are going to apply for a job? No, they lah, daddy, take 3 months off. No. Go everywhere. No. Then he said, I want to relax. He said, enough already. And she did so well. She scored top the college and all those things. And even get a special scholarship. And every year was given scholarship. So the money that she saved, I said, it's your money, I give it to you. Then you all didn't go overseas, I give you a head start. Each person I give 100,000 cash, but for investment. You make money, you take. Don't make money, don't take. Like that got incentive to make money, correct or not? Otherwise, cannot take all. Give like no give all, correct or not? So this is what I plan. And how many parents will do this for your children? And do you know, when I do this, in future my parents will help me to do all this. Understand? That's why you don't want to take care of karma then. How to have this type of parent? That's why I say their parami is mkantanon. Understand? They have been this type of parent before. That's why they have this condition to have us as parents. Then you know what happened? Apply job also the one. No? After 3 months only start to apply job. No? Then after that, he want to change job. He don't want to apply, go for interview, get a job first. No? We all kiasu one, isn't it? We apply first, then confirm offer already, then only give notice. Isn't it? You know what I did? You say not hungry. You ask her directly. Yeah, her character is like that, simple, contented. Understand? You know what she did? She said, no need lah, daddy. Resign first. He said, otherwise, go interview. Have to tell lie and apply leave. That's what she don't want. Understand or not? No need lah. And you know what happened? The job just come, no. Immediately finish. After he give notice, of course he relax for a while. Then the moment he apply, that first application, he got the job already. Then after work for a while, he decide to try the UK one. He said before the age of 30, you go, no need visa. Got visa? Working holiday. He traveled 6 months now with the classmate, colleague and friend. If you parent, you dare to let her go? I said, go. And he go. And they have a good life. They go Europe, everything. Then after that, apply to a university some more, no? And the university hire her, no? Go like that, UK, you know, university. Then he like Japanese, no? You know what happened, He go and study her own Japanese until she passed the up to wet level. Huh. And you know what that level is? Huh? The Japanese embassy want to hire her. No? No. Not embassy, school. That's why when you have a parami, your life is different. Understand? No? Then you get to know one Japanese lady, very good friend. I think taught her Japanese one. So, and you know what happened when she's born? She liked Japanese one. No? Her room also, the because I say you design yourself, this is what daddy can give to you. Our home is important. So your room, whatever you want, you let me know. I will do it for you. He tatami bed, no? Japanese style design. No? Huh. Why? Because many live in Japan before. Understand? Then he goes to Japan, very at home. No? He travel alone there. No? How many times? Two, three times. Quite a lot. He like Japan, I tell you. Oh. Why like that? Then my son like quite low food one. Western food one. Steak and all that. That's like, all different one. But you must understand your duty. Do your duty. Then your karma taken care of. Let them have the understanding. Let them go through life. They learn. They appreciate. I never scold them for making mistakes, I tell you. Good result, bad result, no problem. But then, like that, better, no pressure. I say, you try your best, that's it. Then they deliver, they become very good. I say, you study for your own. You don't study for me. What I want you to do, you ask her, I say, you go to school, observe. Instead of using the word mindful, understand? Observe yourself, observe your classmate, observe your teacher, understand? Then learn what? Learn the language, learn the science, learn the math, learn what you want to learn. This is what I told them. These are more important, I say, not the mark. Just try your best. Be sincere, understand what you want. And that's what, as parents, I guide them. You all do this or not? Yes, very good. Sadhu. If you have this understanding, in future you come, your parents are all very good one. Understand? So, let my daughter tell you.
That's why the main message, actually I wasn't talking about the course, is actually I want to plan also. I don't know how to plan until it come out until like that today. Yeah. I never really plan. Yeah. And actually now it turned out, I think, better than however I can plan. Yeah. And you really trust, if you trust your nature and your karma, the road will reveal one step for you to walk on.
Yeah, because this is their inheritance, understand? Otherwise, I already told you, it depends on who plan. Understand not? Thought, neither good or bad. Plan also neither good or bad. But the planner is very important. Planner don't have Dhamma. How to plan? Plan what? Plan with delusion. Understand not? But if planner has Dhamma, no need to plan. Also come out beautiful. Like she said, trust your nature. Accord and flow, understand? Accept the reality of the world. Sign like that, condition like that, flow like that. Then nothing will happen. Everything that is meant to be will be. Kai lai, qiu hei lai. Understand? Then no need to be so complicated, understand? Boy, you must study medicine. Oh. Then I must go to this Imperial College. Cambridge, Harvard. You can plan. You can affirm. But finally, your result. Understand? If the result is not there, not meant to be, you cannot go in. For those who have this, because they have the condition, then their papa also got money loaded. Understand? Wow, very good. Luckily, your karma planned for you very well.
my form 6 teacher said you cannot get
Oh, okay.
And you cannot do geography.
Oh, and you study geography?
That's my major.
Oh, okay.
So I thought the planning works when I was in form 6 already. What's the first time I did my form 6? Yeah. I didn't get in because of the... I think from Penang and then your Chinese.
Yeah.
It was the calculation of the point, you didn't get
it. Yeah.
So the second time...
You got it.
No, I told myself I'm going to do it lah.
Oh, very good.
So my mother say, "Bo tap biao kin ne jia chi cha bong bo che."
This time mother very good lah.
Chi cha bong bo che. Kin ne me chuk ai khang kho.
Yeah, yeah.
My mother, this is what I want.
Wow, lucky.
I don't know, I mean,
no, it's your karma that say that, not you. Isn't it not? That's why you plan, because your karma plan for you. Because you don't have that type of dhamma yet, understand now, wisdom. So karma plan for you. Understand? When you act from brain, oh karma, karmic, understand now. The Buddha says you are born of what? You inherit everything? Karma, understand now. And you are conditioned and supported by what? You are what you are because of what? So definitely karma plan now. Who else can plan? But when you have wisdom, karma don't interfere, understand? You plan according to understanding. It means you act with understanding, wisdom. Then you are sensitive. You can feel the sign. You can see a lot of things. You can understand all things. Then you don't insist. Meant to be will be. The condition will unfold. Oi! Yeah, la, meant to be. Oh. They called me for interview. I didn't even apply. You heard of people telling you this or not? They come and hit hunt them, no? They didn't apply what? But they got the job. Why? Meant to be. You plan until upside down. No condition. 不该来就不该来, but luckily you determined. First time fail. Second time your mother put lang sui. And yet you say, no, this is what I want. Then your will take over. Your karma together with your will deliver. Understand? So now understand better. always ask question, who is the planner? Then you will know the urgency of cultivation. If the planner don't have Dhamma, susalo. Understand? Yeah. But with this understanding, you will plan differently. Understand?
Kihun was telling me, Kihun, my tia ne, I think he be cultivate.
Very good advice.
Then I ask Kihun, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So I thought, okay, must have a plan, otherwise we'll never wake up.
So that is from the mundane mind, understand?
But that is, to me, it's planning.
Correct. At your level, with that type of mundane mind mentality, that is to you the best, the correct thing to do, understand? Right according to you, understand? That's why you will do that. But if you have a different understanding, and I can tell you, before the end of this year, you will be totally different. Totally different means what? You are no longer the old kid hood. Understand? Definitely, but not the ultimate one lah. Transform bit by bit lah. Not so rigid, know how to act, just like you come and tell me, yeah. Actually, Brother Teo, not so complicated one. Actually, very easy one. You know what she told me? Actually, take care, karma. Keep precept. Avoid evil. Do good. Then meditate. So easy. Correct or not? That's why she finally realized. All those thoughts that ask all those questions are not necessary one. If I do this, I'm on the cultivation, the path. Then I will improve, I will transform. Then as I improve, as I transform, I progress. That's why I say she started to change without her knowing it. Last time I asked, Li Hun, the good friend, you mean Tia Leo go back must cultivate one? Then how you cultivate? Lu Zhou Hami, what do you do when you say you cultivate? All these things where he doesn't understand, Asana. And now, no need to ask that, isn't it? He know what to do, isn't it? That's why I say you will change. You will become different. And when you transform, you can help a lot of people. It's just like polite. Because your counseling job is very good. Then you can use that word, Dhamma counselor. Hey, very suitable for you. After that, a lot of people know, wow, this special Kethun, he used Dhamma to counsel. He's not a normal counselor. Then, the Buddhist, expert in Dhamma, the scholar, they come and challenge you. You got qualification or not? From which Pali school you go? then you don't know what to do. Oh, shit. maybe that time you quote that one, got effect. We have the website. You say, I learned from the website. And now already, they go to the website, they dare not challenge you. Straight away, they don't know. Okay, I think that title. Can pass the mic. I can't hear. Yeah, great. Yeah, very good.
Hello.
Yeah.
I do have a center. We do a lot of counseling.
Very good.
So now I have one doctor.
Satu.
Fully qualified.
Very good, very good.
And then I believe they have about 300-400 patients now.
Satu. Very good. Kehun, you are welcome to join.
Yeah, welcome. We really have a lot of cuckoo people.
You can start with part-time, full-time, or they call freelance.
Yeah, even my daughter is helping now. No, if they are all psychologists.
All the condition right, come. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Brother Pio, can I share a story?
Yes. Can. No problem. Go ahead.
I think lately, I come across the real life things. I think I want to share with everybody. Right? Okay. So during this Chinese New Year, I lost a childhood friend, okay, who is very close to me. So he practiced so-called Buddhism or Pai Pai or whatever, right? And then at one time he was very health conscious already, okay? So he tell me, this one you should not eat, especially look at my size, right? Okay? So, okay, I say, this man is getting a bit, he should live much longer than me, okay? So, unfortunately, before the Chinese New Year end, he just suddenly passed away.
That's why.
Suddenly passed away.
Yeah.
The reason I want to bring out this story is, so I took the trouble to see him off. So, the night before the next day funerals, I went down to Johor Bahru, my hometown. So, the moment I reached there, I saw the sifu doing the contact, okay. But I was quite happy to see this sifu. The name is called Kai Te Su, okay. She is quite a special sifu, you see. So the whole night chanting, she will explain to you why she is chanting Amitabha Jing, why she is doing this, why he is chanting this.
Oh, very good.
And then some more. In front of the everybody, he will ask, your loved one just passed away. What does it inspire you?
Yeah.
You know, what do you get? Right? So if you don't get anything, your loved one is paksaya.
Yeah. Yes.
You see what I mean? No?
Yeah.
So do you learn life is impermanent, so that. He will do all the explanations.
Very good.
Right. So he is one of the very, very few that will do that, okay? So I saw him, he looked at me, long time never see you. So I say, He say, how close are you to this friend? I say, childhood friend, very close.
Yeah, very close.
Okay? He say, you know him long, why, all this, all that, right? And then I said, koi da ho mang la, no? Tong yan yong yat da sei jo la. Zan hai ho fuk po. You know? Then you know what the sifu told me? He said, yong koi si ya, ne ho cho jo lo. Ne ho cho jo. I said, zo me cho, gam ho mang ha, tong yong yat da sei jo la. This is what normally we will say.
Yeah.
Bo tia bo ha me du ki le wo, zi hai ho mia le.
Yeah, no need to suffer so much.
Right? So he said, He knows my friend also. He say, this guy tried to learn Dharma, no way. Neither here nor there.
No
right?
Wonder, yeah.
He say, he has wasted this life.
Oh, yes.
That is the sentence actually hit me very. Right.
Yeah. So very good, Sherry. Thank you.
Sunday what I'm trying to say, if you are not serious,
you
are wasting
your time.
You are wasting your life.
Yes.
Right?
Rejoice. Better rejoice.
That's how serious
sadhu,
it is, you know.
Sadhu. Yeah, sadhu. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much.
So for just now, sister, just say planning, okay? So I've been businessman all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? So during young days, every project I won, how many boom I? Right? So I was very miserable. I have no time for my family.
Yeah.
Right? Everything. Then I succeed. I
make it.
I screw up. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay? So until so bad that I have to see my sifu, right? Okay?
He came to my Cempaka class. He was the one that guarantee me the class will continue. The rest of the activity will be gone. He is the one, and family, Adeline, the wife, then the daughter also here. Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say, during the time I did a lot of planning. What need to be done.
Yeah.
Right? That time I had no Dharma.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but today how I do business now is, every project come to me, saya tamau.
Yeah, the other way around.
The other way around. I really reject all the projects.
Yeah.
Right? Then I start realizing, why I'm doing this? Right?
Yeah.
This project, when the condition is right, when it comes to you.
It will come to you.
Right? Msi Lu, you see, Msi Lu.
Yes.
No, whatever you do, you won't be, either you lost, you become miserable, all this, all that. Now I sit in the office, I wait for people to come. No, come lah. I reject you.
Yeah.
Come lah. I reject you.
Yeah.
Right. Then I realize, the more I reject, the project actually come to me. It's more genuine.
Yeah, more genuine. Yes.
Look, I'm Luya. You are one. All this. Tapaya lah.
You should.
That's how it works.
Resist all those that
so
evolve.
Starting. Huh? Then I starting to realize if the condition is not right, whatever your plan, is not there.
Yeah.
But once you got the things, you can plan already. How to execute.
Yeah.
That is planning.
Yeah.
Right. But you plan to what have to have what you want, it never work one. It really don't work.
Yeah.
Msilu, you see, msilu.
Yeah.
Right. So I also realize a man don't need a lot of money.
Yeah. Simple life.
So what's the problem of all of us is, we all want multi-million or billion. At the end of the day, you work so hard for it, you become so miserable. At the end of the day, you don't need that.
Yeah.
Right, so that's why.
Very good. Say. Thank you so much. That is real life sharing. Like he said, you work and work and until you got no time for your family. Is it worth it? End of the day, you reflect back, too late. Understand? When you are still around, you have the condition to provide love, care, to have a good family unit. Spend time on that. That's why I say you can afford to retire or semi-retire. Means you don't have to work, and you don't need to work. You don't need much money to survive, understand? And then spend more time to do the thing that you want to do. Then spend more time with your loved ones. Give love, because these are all your inheritance. Careful, very good. We should really rejoice with Gareth sharing. Sadhu. Okay, come back to Dhamma. Oh, polite. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Because of this, it's really... want to share one thing. I come in the poor family. But I really thank you about my life and my parents, because they let me choose what I want to do.
They were very important.
And I'm not a very educated person, because I know since I'm young, I don't like this kind of education. And I just tell myself, whatever you like, the subject that you want to study, you study. I like English. But broken English. That's why I don't care about this.
Not important. More important
I try
is
myself
sincerity to communicate.
Yeah, sincerity to ask, can you teach me, am I saying wrong thing, or the wrong pronunciation or something like that.
Yeah.
And until I'm teenage, so happened this the conditions that I met the coach, my bowling coach.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
So I spend my time because I think this is what I want.
Ah, ha, ha.
I good, have good. A 3 months offering for practice. If I get, I will become a state bowler.
Ah, ha, ha.
So I, it just so happened naturally, and I become the state bowler.
Bowler. Wow,
and that's that step. One step and one step become a national bowler.
Wow, Sadhu. Wow, you didn't know. Huh? That's why don't underestimate yourself. Huh? For us, bowling means long kang. This one, strike one, no long kang. No. Yeah, very good, Sadhu.
There's so many things happens in my bowling life. You know, after I've been... My mom also, you want to study or you want to become a bowler? Because I have 2 times I get myself to strike for it, but it cannot make it. And every time newspaper don't have my name because they will announce national team or something like that.
Yeah.
Then after that, I have a quarrel with my mom. Why she's not here? 然后她说，你要你就打，你不要你就去做工。然后我说。 我就算做工，我也会去打球.
Yeah.
Because this is what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What you want.
I will prove myself. I'm not proving to you. So, thank you that I make it a national team, that I spend my 10 years in national teams. And I have plan. I want to plan to become champion. And every time, second position and lost one pin. And I look at the person. Why I train so hard, every day 4 hours, 6 hours, gym, everything. I spend my life and to contribute my body to train this, and nobody know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because only you know how sincerely you want that.
Yeah.
But I cannot complain. I want to complain, but I cannot because whole soul.
Yeah.
Then after that, there's a lesson, and I ask myself, why I want to torture myself?
Yeah.
Because of the prize, because of the gold medal, because of the newspaper, because of the country. And proof this is who I am. And I actually start to think about that.
Yeah.
Why I want to play this game?
Yeah, yeah.
Then after that, I start to, I think after the Doha Asian Game 2006. And I ask myself, what is the gold medal in my life? What is life to stand for a gold medal? If my life don't seek the important in what I have now in this body, I don't know, there's no meaning, you know.
Correct, yes.
That's why I, the first time I met Brother, I asked, what is life?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, what is really important?
Yeah.
If I don't really see what I can use up in this life, I feel sad.
I
don't know how to explain, but I really, when I see my teammate Charlene, all very famous, and so what?
Yeah.
You are the famous person, but you don't know how to contribute, you don't know how to benefit, to say something, to influence the people that are looking at you. This is, I feel anger when I represent the country because I cannot do anything because I'm not somebody when that time.
Yeah.
That's why...
Not famous yet.
Yes, then after that, become famous and people looking at you. I said, no, I'm still a person. You don't look at me as somebody. I'm no somebody.
Good.
Then after that, condition come, I injure myself. And I have to operate if I continue to penetrate in a represent national team. And I ask myself, is that worth to open hoito?
Operate,
to my life and to see what is the value on that. Then I decide I drop.
Yeah.
And I go into coaching for a few years.
And that was the time to really open my eyes when I coached the kids, the youth development program. And I have 5 years old, and all the kids like me, I don't know why. And I have opportunity to talk to the parents. And I say, you have to let them to play. And then you will see the sincerity and the potential of the kids, the purity of the kids. Then I ask myself, who I am as a coach? How I teach them? If I don't know who I am, I cannot teach them. Because I really to make them to hell maybe.
Take them to Holland.
Then after that, I have a slight depression actually. For my job, and I work as 12 hours every day as a coach and a driller and a technicians and everything, and as a manager and everything. Then there was the time I cry, really cry, and talk to my nature. I say, if I need to drop everything, I just want sick. And to really know who I am. That's what the time that I really touch in myself.
You reach your inner nature.
I said, it's not about money. If now I have money, how am I going to use? But this is not the point. How I'm going to use, I couldn't really see the deep inside myself. Then I am an athlete for so long. Why I so sorrow?
Not happy.
Then after that, really, I thank you for all this transformation. I drop as a so-called a famous or national team or whatever. I become. I study a spiritual course. And slowly, I become who I am at this moment now. And people ask me, why you change so much? I don't know. I'm not afraid to be changed.
It changed for the better. It's no problem. And meant to be.
Life have the root for if you really want, and that is not the age. That is not who you are at the moment. And thank you for the condition that I. I never say that because that last time I don't think that. Why you want to say you are national team? You become famous or what? I'm not thinking about that. But if my sharing to really
can help a lot of people.
Help or inspire, I think I really
We also will rejoice.
Thank you.
You know what she's trying to tell you or not? It applies to everybody. If you still don't have the understanding and Dhamma, you better wake up. If whatever you are doing now, if you are not happy and miserable like she experienced, then you better ask yourself, what is it you are here for? Like Garrett say, you have wasted your life. Understand now? Your opportunity as a precious human birth. And somehow you have the condition to have the Dhamma, the Sasana, during this era. And you still don't make use of it without understanding, you have wasted your life. You see the point? And if you don't really change, your life will never change. What is change? Change for the better. Understand? Don't change for the worse. If change for the worse, might as well don't do anything. And it so happened, the wise one will know, if you don't do anything, you are on the right track. You know the deep meaning or not? What did I say? Don't resist, is it? And the Buddha say what? Everything is just the way it is. Meant to be will be, is it? Not meant to be will not be, is it? So why you want to change things? Why can't you echo and flow? Why can't you understand all this? That's why she decide. Because if I'm not happy, I should change. And how to change? Whatever that come, that fall into place. Then she came out of it. And now she has new understanding after this retreat. It will be totally different again. So this is what life is all about. When you trust your nature, like my daughter say, yeah, you are beautiful because you already taken care of karma. You can see one, no? You know other sign. Yeah? Like my daughter say, born into such an understanding family, correct or not? With all the opportunity, nobody to force you to do anything. Everything is done so differently. That's why you can ask them. They used to tell me, Daddy, he said, our family very different. We don't have problem like all the other classmates. Oh. Especially my son also told me the same thing. He got a lot of classmates. He walked on the whole family. Oh. Then they got a lot of problem situation. So life is, the sign will be there. So when you know you can have all this, it's not by chance. Means you have your karma. You have your nature. So you have to have that faith. Then you just accord and flow. Everything will be turned out beautiful. Otherwise, you must make affirmation, determination, will it. Understand? That's how a lot of people use their mind strongly. Will it, then they become successful. But if you don't have Dhamma, you will come, you become miserable. Understand? That's why a lot of those beng sing, what you call? Actor? Huh? Celebrities, huh? You know a lot commit suicide, or not? And their life is miserable. They don't even have a condition like us. I want to yam cha. Want to go. The what? Gao zai doi. Harassing them. Everything you do also, you got to be careful. And nowadays, worse now. The video, no need video. No. Handphone alone, I can capture everything. No. So the society has changed. So these are the things, when you reflect, contemplate, you will know whether you are really living life or not, whether you are really a human being or not. Okay? Wake up, huh? Then I continue, huh? Page 122, you go and read through, huh? Second paragraph. Well, this one we discussed already. The five spiritual faculty, the five, what they call, mental hindrance, huh? Then how to do all in writing. Then how to cultivate faith, sadha, virya, the spirit, all taught already, huh? 3.4, all these are there. Then how to develop the cultivation. Then summarize under 3.4.2, the Romanized 2. So this chart is very good. What is meditation as taught by the Buddha? So all these external six circle explain. Then the boxes, the rectangle and the square boxes, they have to explain deeper. So you go back and read. Then next page, next chapter. In order not to arise any unnecessary misunderstanding and karmic consequences, Bratio had been reluctant to share his Dhamma understanding until about 9 years ago. So that time, 9 years was, I think the book was written in the year 2013, when I was giving this sharing. So 9 years ago was 2004, correct, that year Yun Chan came to me. When I was approached 3 times by a very sincere sister of the Dhamma, at that time I didn't want to mention the name, asking me to share his rather good understanding of the Dhamma. Bratio then contemplated and finally agreed to share Dhamma, but with the 3 conditions. So this one you read yourself, it's also in the website. So you saw the number 3 one or not? Don't quote me. Remember that. Then no right, no wrong, number 2. Then call it a Dhamma sharing, not a one-way traffic. Means no authority. Just say, Brother Teo shared with us his understanding of the Dhamma, which we have come to appreciate a lot. Because the Dhamma, which is very difficult and profound topic, can be made so simple and taught to us with such clarity that we can so easily relate it to our daily life. True or not? As always, pointed out by Matthew. According to Matthew, life itself is meditation. And life itself is where the Dhamma is. And life itself is our greatest teacher. Truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. So why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Always remember that. Then the rest you read. The three mountain seeing one we cover already. First one is see mountain as mountain. This is conventional or mundane seeing. Then you see mountain as not mountain. This is the direct scene. Yeah? So this one is also taught in the Surangama Sutta. That's why he said perception of form is what? Consciousness. That's why when you perceive the mountain as mountain means ordinary mundane seeing is a consciousness. But the second type of seeing, kan san pu su san, means what? When you see mountain, the word not there, the concept not there. That's why Surangama Sutta says, whereas its non-perception is why wisdom? Yeah, it's a direct seeing. Understand? Not? That's why you can awaken. And you know the reality is not the word and all these things that the mundane mind tell you. Then finally, you see mountain still as mountain again. This is seeing things as they are. Understand? Not? Yeah? With understanding that everything is suchness or what is, able to accept things as they are. Hence, able to communicate both the conventional truth and ultimate truth or reality, to live life with wisdom and understanding. Means the mundane people come and talk to you, Khan San Su San, San. The enlightened one through direct seeing come, Khan San Pu Su San, Pu Su San. Then no problem with that. Then finally, you can even advise him. You have to go through the third phase. When everything is just the way it is, then Khan San depend on the person who see. Understand? Then finally, when you already understood this, you will become normal again. That's why Khan San, Yu Su San, because you don't have to be complicated. So Zen analogy, you go through all this, the flag and the thing on all there, we have gone through. Then the number two, 1.3.2. Bodhisattva's son died. He didn't cry, no sorrow and no lamentation. Why? Because the Buddha knew. You listen to this. Whatever there is of the nature to arise is also of the nature to cease. And what has been born has already ceased to be. So no amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. So always remember this. So we have been born so many times. So which one of them is you? Aeons and aeons are segmented life or birth and death is you. So wake up. None of them are you. They are all karmically conditioned, vehicle and tool. Never you. That's why it's non-self anatta. And that one is subject to karma. Then Cameron Highland Retreat. Stillness, breeze, Dhamma contemplation. When your mind is silent and still, all of nature's phenomena and mental and physical phenomena can be perceived clearly because they keep on arising via mental perception and consciousness within your silent mind or true mind. When at the retreat, you are very relaxed, at ease, and heedful most of the time. So Dhamma contemplation can arise easily. And there is Dhamma in everything that comes within your field of perception or vision, where your mind is a foreigner or thing. Then report on meditation. When I focus on an object to meditate, I can feel there is a grasping. Thus, I change to free flow, and I find it more relaxing, and there's a better blood circulation with better awareness. Then I reply, meditation is not just about developing calmness, nor having good and bad meditative experiences. But it is about developing wisdom via the silent mind in awareness to insight into the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, anatta. Then the rest is the same. Meditation or bhavana consists of two parts, samadhi and panya. So you read through yourself. This one we have gone through. Yeah. Okay, or you read through yourself. Then you must understand that the moment you are silent, you are already aware and heedful. So don't try to be aware. The trying is by the thought. And if thought is active, how can your mind be silent and aware? True or not? The five mental hindrance that hinders your mind from becoming peaceful and calm will arise as long as your mind is deluded and heedlessly lost in thought. This habitual tendency of heedless thinking is the main problem. So to counter these five spiritual faculties, we need to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. And how do you do it? First, we add a devotional practice or puja to develop the faith and Virya and Sati. Then mind should be method and metta to decondition the heedless thinking. We are just feel and relax, no more thinking. Then cultivate anapanasati to stabilize the mindfulness. Yeah. Then there was a question raised by a yogi during last Sunday's meditation class as to why the random thought keep on arising in her meditation. I told her this is good because at least now you are able to be aware of your own lack of peace and understand why your random thought keep on arising. Why this thought and not other thought? When you are aware of all this without any reaction of mind, agitation, or try to do anything, then what happened? Huh? Means you accept and let things be. Then what happened? You will come to realize that the random thought arise due to what? Your attachment and clinging to a lot of issue. Understand or not? Those mind activity that affected you during your daily life. And this arising thought have a lot to do with memories which you have deposited or accumulated. Can be your scars or memory over the years. And since thought are respond to memory, that is how random thought arise during your meditation. But if you just let it be and remain just silent and aware, then this random thought will start to slow down on their own until they are just stillness and quietness or silence. Also, if you don't cling and live your life with heedfulness and wisdom, then all this clinging and grasping and accumulation will cease to be. And you will be very peaceful most of the time. We is the three characteristics of nature, and pasana is to insight into. Hence, vipassana is a meditation that leads to the ability of the mind to insight into the three universal characteristics to arise the wisdom needed to liberate the mind. So meditation is about insight and wisdom and not about good or bad meditation. Reaction of mind is due to one's wrong view that condition the arising of the wrong thought, leading to the fear, worry, anxiety, and restlessness of mind. Understand via awareness how these wrong thoughts come to be and how they condition our fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, etc. Via thought projection and proliferation is very important. Then understand how Dhamma can allow us to develop the wisdom needed to free our mind, leading to the peace and tranquility within. This is meditation. Eh? Then next page. So this one, the recap, you can read yourself. Eh? They are just a repeat. Eh? So you can read yourself. Then the last paragraph. This is attachment to form Dhamma and not cultivating mind Dhamma at the mind level. To develop the wisdom to understand beyond form Dhamma. This is like some devotee who chant to renew their five precepts but still break them. Outwardly they will say, I'm a Buddhist. Do you know? I cannot lie, I cannot steal or commit sexual misconduct, etc. But then inwardly, are they really a Buddhist? Yeah? You can trust your own mundane mind or not? Yeah? When you renew your precept, you chant very loud, isn't it? Manati pata viramani sikha parasapadi. Walk out of the temple, you go back your old way, understand? Then see mosquito, piang. What type of precept are you holding? So all this, you have to really check. As a true Buddhist and to be worthy of the Buddha, the minimum we should do is what? To be able to what? Huh? Page 129. At least? Heed his advice to avoid all evil, cultivate goodness and wholesomeness, and purify our mind, right? So to avoid all evil, we will have to keep our five precepts. That's why you keep. We are developing our mindfulness and heedfulness to diligently cultivate the first two right effort to abandon, yeah, the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and to prevent them from arising. If you are not doing this, you are not following the advice of the Buddha. Yeah. Then to cultivate goodness and wholesomeness, you need the other two right effort to promote or arise the right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you. Then the final one is the right effort to refine upon whatever right thought, right speech, right action, yeah, and wholesome mental intention that you have developed. As these four right efforts are cultivated at mind level, hence they are still thought-based cultivation involving effort or the thought. A better way to cultivate goodness, wholesomeness, and blessing is to understand that the absence of evil is by itself already wholesome. And blessing is to understand that the absence of evil is by itself already good. So with the understanding, one only need to cultivate the stability of daily mindfulness leading to the heedfulness to constantly avoid all evil intention that condition one's negativity. Then there is no more need to use the four right effort. Do you understand? When you are heedful, mindful, aware of your mental intention, if they are not the evil root, then you already naturally good. Understand? You have avoid all evil. You are incapable of evil. If you are incapable of evil, are you good? You automatically good in that, where you cannot violate all those things. So, no need the four right effort when you understand this. But because you are not mindful, that's why every time happen already, then only you come to know through the thought. And you call that mindfulness, I can see my anger. You understand? Huh? So that is the thought telling you. But when you say you can see the anger, means at the moment when anger arises, your mindfulness is there, aware. And that movement stir, stress you out. You straight away know. That's why when you are mindful, you know not only your mental intention, you know exactly what happened. That's why when you feel it before the stirring or the movement, you already know because you are so sensitive. Then even before you react and stir the wrong thought that conditioned you to do that, you are mindful, you are aware. That's why you cannot break your precept. So all these are very clear. Then to purify our mind, we need to go beyond thought. To cultivate only mindfulness or sati, that's why no more thought based. To see things as they are without the interference of thought, via its views, opinion, and conditioning. This is the direct seeing, which is also called the third turning cultivation, leading to the realization of bhavana maya panya, wisdom born of bhavana, or the meditative discipline. Then I already explained earlier on. At the mind level, you can still be deluded. Yeah, you must understand that your mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, and everything arises from the mind. So if you act, speak, and think with a wicked mind or unwholesome mind, then suffering will follow. So even though the mind Dhamma is more important than the form Dhamma, one can still get trapped at mind level if one continues to be deluded by the aggregates of mind. When you identify via form, then we will discriminate according to what we see. This one all we gone through, you go back and write, read. We are words divide, all those things. Then your views, your opinion, and all those things. Okay? Then it teach you how to return the last line. So, because mind is a forerunner of all things, and mind is chief, when mind arises, everything comes to be. So we can return all external form or the phenomenal world to mind, mind consciousness. Then mind back to the pure nature or the pure awareness within to realize the truth of how creation via mental consciousness come to be, leading to the understanding of their impermanence, non-self or empty nature. And then this one is repeat of the three stages of seeing. Then, page 131. I used to have pain when I meditate, and now I don't have. Like that also want to know. Huh? You already jump for joy. Correct? No? I used to have pain and now I don't have. Someone want to ask me why. Huh? You yourself don't know how you develop the ability. You know what is a secret or not? Maybe I didn't know. They take painkiller. But in this case, no. So you go and read yourself. This one is very, very interesting. I already explained already. Wow, today very good. Cover so much. So I think we confidently can finish. So Heart Sutta lesson 39, meditation. This one, I think you read through. This one I have described before. It's useful. The question is, Brother Theodore, the Sutta say, the Buddha became enlightened through self-realization. Then why is it also mentioned in the first sermon that the Buddha himself also have to go through the three turning of the Four Noble Truths to become enlightened? This one you read yourself. I explain them all there. Then avoid the two extreme, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. First extreme is self-indulgence, then self-modification. Then this is the first understanding of the duality. The two extreme. The second understanding is to transcend duality. That is the deeper understanding. So the middle path is also the Noble Eightfold Path. Okay, all this you can read yourself. Then question two, according to Brother Teo, our mind can only do one thing at a time. But in my meditation, how come I could be aware of my in and out breath and simultaneously it could be aware of a lot of other things like my other thought, perception and bodily sensation, etc. Why is it so? Means this person who meditate don't really observe, don't really have the silent mind. Otherwise you will know. Every moment of knowing, is it the same knowing? One moment you know, then the next moment, let's say we follow what he say. He said he can be aware of the in and out breath. When you are aware of the in and out breath, can you be aware of other things? Cannot, is it? Then what is he trying to ask? He said, when he's aware of the in and out breath, your mind can only do one thing at a time. But he said in the meditation, simultaneously, you know, together, you know, I could be aware of a lot of other things. Aware of what? Thought, perception, and bodily sensation, etc. Why is this so? You see the contradiction that the questioner do or not? How can you be simultaneously aware of all this? And it's not aware, understand now? It's the thought that tell him he got thinking, understand now? It's the thought that tell him there is perception and bodily sensation. But he really aware, you cannot move on. The awareness, aware of what, is 100%. But you have to be that phenomenon, understand now? So one thing at a time. When you're aware of this, you cannot be aware of that. But he is not mindful, not aware. You know what he's doing? Using the thought. Understand? That's why he said, like you say, I can multitask. Understand? I can hear what my teacher say. I can see what he write. I can understand what he say. Do you think all this happen simultaneously? Because your organ are there. Every time you hear, you go through the hearing consciousness. True or not? The mind aware. Then, at the same time, you see because you want to understand. So the seeing consciousness, their mind is there. Understand not? Are they same moment? Are they same moment? Definitely not, isn't it? Then how can it be simultaneous? You can multitask because the mind moves very fast. Understand not? And this is all using thought. Understand not? But when you are attentive, aware, there is no thought. You really clearly understand and assimilate. That's why the art of hearing is when you are completely silent. Then you listen. and you will understand very clearly. That's why when you want to understand something, what you do? You attentively listen. True or not? Like the next room, neighbor, you want to hear or listen to what they talk, like our room, got sound, what must you do? You must silence your mind and focus on, or attentive on all those vibrations that come over there. Then what you do? You go and assume, this one must be so and so. Then, because you cannot see, understand? So your thought tell you, understand? But when you completely silent, you listen different. Very clear. That's why all this, you don't go through, you don't learn, you don't understand. Then the next question. During my meditation, I was more aware and I was able to sense the cooking smell from behind the kitchen, as if it's just right in front of my nose. This one very good, this one I read to you. When your mind is truly silent and you are aware, then this is possible, because the smell is just the smell consciousness. The smell can travel to your nose because you are more sensitive. When the mind is silent and not preoccupied with any thinking or distracted by any worry or anxiety, if it is a vibration like a very distant sound, you can also be aware of it. And the vibration hearing consciousness is very clear and sort of magnified. So the silent mind in awareness pervades the entire oneness when you have the ability. So even normal happening, you will know that. Sometimes we walk by a restaurant or what. Then if that person's nose is very sensitive and he likes that type of smell, straight away he will smell. Then he will tell you, "Hey, you smell or not? Something very nice from which restaurant?" Then that moment only you start to smell. Because while you were walking, your mind though is different. You may be thinking about something, worrying about something. That's why your mind is not on your nose, the smell conscious. That's why you are not sensitive. That's why I say, if you are not preoccupied with your other sense though, you are not preoccupied with your fear, your worry, anxiety, then your nose is very sharp because your mind is neutral. It can go anywhere. But when it's preoccupied with the fear, worry, anxiety, and the problem, it can never be at the smell, unless that smell is very strong, understand? Or very pungent. Then straight away you lost that heedless thinking. Then it takes over. Then again, the views and opinion and the conscience react again. What smell is this? So terrible. So dependent origination not finished yet. Straight away you go to hearing, understand? Then from hearing you chatter, you verbalize. Then after that, if you got a friend, you talk to your friend. If you don't have a friend, you talk to who? Talk to yourself. You will be like, then inside there, how can these people be so inconsiderate? Such foul smell, didn't clean their toilet. You comment, you chatter, you talk to yourself. And how many of you are aware that you have been doing that? Tell me very frank. Put your hand. Miss, you really aware. You also, The mic. Yes. So that is recorded, so that people can hear. On already.
Management guru that encourages people to talk to yourself, and to plan. Okay. So, even in school, I think the teachers are teaching the students to be like that.
Oh, I didn't know. How many of you know that? Oh, you also heard about that? Oh, sport also like that. Talk to yourself. Oh, visualization. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I tell you, I will not be that type of teacher. Encourage you to talk to yourself. Visualize, imagine, have big ambition. You know what is that? Motivational technique. Understand now? and we read that Mr. Depression. What happened? 29 years old, half his life is in depression with suicidal thought. What did he do? He tried motivational seminar, talk everything, see everybody, nothing worked. Then suddenly came for 2 Thursday class, talk to me, 3 hour, a whole half a lifetime of problem overnight just gone. Understand or not? So someone want to talk to yourself, someone want to motivate yourself. Why don't you develop the understanding only karma decide your life? Understand or not? You don't take care of karma, what you do won't help. Just now Garrett didn't add one thing. He last time believed feng shui, you know. We're a businessman. And you ask him, I think last night he shared with us, you know what he said? He spent almost $1 million or so in feng shui. Do you know that? Yeah. But nothing worked. And the wife also, Adeline also, yeah, last time he can spend a lot of money on doing all that. You ask Garrett there. No? Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want me to say, Brother Teo?
No. Share your experience about feng shui before you know the Dhamma.
At the end of the day, you see, we understand a lot of things are energy based.
Thought based.
Okay. So sometimes coincidentally, it works a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. But if you put your life on feng shui, you are having miserable.
Miserable life. Mm, because the real thing that works is karma. You don't take care of karma, you do all those things, is to give you what? Like motivational cause, give you faith. Hey, I did the feng shui already. Change luck already. Koi won already. You heard of this or not? I changed my luck already. What you call in Cantonese? Jin won already.
Jin won.
You go and believe that, then you got faith. Then you got faith means what? You no longer doubt yourself. You no longer have fear. You no longer. Then you confidently go and do. Then like Garrett said, it sometimes work. Why? When you change yourself from fear, worry, and doubt, which is mental hindrance, mental negativity, to faith, confidence, you sure do better, isn't it? But if you don't have the karma to receive, what happens? Sao m heya. Your bank account no more good, no more money. Feng shui means what? You know feng shui, man and nature harmonize, then you know all the good energy, good qi means what? You stay there, you got no negativity, understand now? Then what happened? What happened to you? There is less condition for negative karma to arise there, where you don't get angry, where your qi very good, your environment very good. Then things are wholesome. Then what happened? You like very good luck, understand now? And that luck come from where? Your good karma. So after you use up like bank, every time withdraw. Then no more merit, good merit, no more cash, what happened? Then whatever feng shui also don't work, understand not?
But Brother Teo, nowadays every year I do Jin Wan for people, you see.
Oh, that one is different.
Yeah, lah. So I elaborate a bit, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
So every year I Jin Wan for people. Thousands of people I Jin Wan for them. What do I do is, I invite monks to Malaysia, okay? So they will go to all the centers. So you say, come and do dana la, come and do all this la. No people will turn up. But I would say, Jin Wan, during Chinese New Year, no? But the actual fact, they are Jin Wan, you
see? Yeah, because they improve themselves. They come
because I give them the opportunity to do dana, okay? Then they learn how to actually give dana, do dana to the monks.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they sponsor the monks to India trips.
All
the good deeds, they change, they actually improve their karma. So we say this mundane way to do
correct.
The things.
Correct, mundane way or skillful means, like mental technique, to help you do the thing.
So next year, if you want to tune one, see me, okay? During Chinese New Year, okay.
But the best one is, no need money one is what? Follow the advice of the Buddha. Understand? Avoid evil, do good, take care of karma, then purify your mind to develop wisdom. No need money. Straight away, Jin Wan. Then you yourself worthy of respect, offering. For that time, a lot of things will happen. You will improve your life. Your character transform, your personality transform, your understanding transform. Then you see the result. Then you got faith. Then you continue to commit yourself along this path. That's how you change your life. So all these Jin Wan, if they use skillful means, that relate to doing good, avoiding evil, and developing understanding, then it will work. Understand? But not perfect, because this is too like mundane way. It's just like kekia, understand? It can help, but it's not always the case, understand? Because you have this ability to observe their life, their condition like that. So very likely this person has his, in Buddhist term, has his path, has his parami. So if I care, then I go through the ceremony of become the, what you call Godson, kekia. So you pay respect to him, understand not? Is that a meritorious action? Then you make offering to him, understand not? Is that a meritorious action? Then you maybe top it up with an ang pao, understand not? Then you have joy. Then you thank him. You have kind word. Then you respect him. All these are meritorious actions, understand not? Then after that, you feel better. Oh, then your faith stronger. Then every year you go, understand? Chinese New Year, or his birthday, or any function, you invite him. Invite him means what? Like inviting the cultivator or monk for dana, understand? Not? That's why all these are wholesome. And then it can change your life. Then they believe, oh, look at K.O. You simply care. You see it work or not? That's why people observant, even the Chinese tradition, they know. You look for that family, is it? Where their life all very soon, and their children all no problem. This one got parami, and they know. You will hawk. They call it hawk, understand? What is hawk? No, hawk. Hockey. No, you got fortune. A very fortunate person. Fu lu so wa. Fu is luck, isn't it? Lu is what?
Auspicious.
Then so is long life, isn't it? That's why you all invite the three very powerful dainty, understand? Then they go and buy the Fuluk Sao, understand? The three statue, understand? But you have faith in them, you pay respect, make offering, also got good merit, understand? But don't go and believe 100%, understand? You don't take care of karma, you think Fuluk Sao every time karma, give you long life, give you fortune, give you wealth. The goal there is to make your money, understand? How to make your money? You go and buy, understand? They make business, understand? Then they make very nice one. People pay hundreds of thousands for that set. Understand? Then they have confidence. They believe God, that folk saw. Wow, all these three great dainty help. You don't take care of karma, I tell you, nothing works. But if you have goodness, then you have faith, then it may help. So always remember, I give you this example, you will know. You know what is feng shui, isn't it? I say man and nature must harmonize. Why do they say junction house no good? Sat hei ho tai. You believe? I stay junction house, I prosperous, you know? I get promoted, you know? Everything go my way, you know?
Maybe your bone, the leong, is 7 point something. That's why you are different. Your life is already...
Now I explain to you the actual one. That one is, of course, Kamala. But no need karma alone. You can understand. What is Qi? Junction is what? Flow path of energy. Understand not? Like a big long gang. If water come. But Qi is not water. As long as the flow path, it will come. You think only Sathe Gama. Good and bad also come. We are nature. Understand or not? You understand? Let me finish first. Good and bad also come. So what happened? Most people who stay Jiangshan Hao kena gao gao. Why? Because they don't take care karma. They don't have the parami. So good one come, saum hei. What is saum hei? Cannot get. That's why kai lai ji hui lai. Lai liao dou bu zi dao. Understand? Because you cannot receive. Because you can't see. But the chi make you good. Understand? But when the sat hei come, you got hell lot of it in the back karma there. No? Understand? Your karma, your karmic nature got a lot of that. No? So the condition karma, that's why you kena kau kau. Understand? Good one cannot receive. You don't have the good karma to receive. Understand? Bad one, oh, because you are so heedless. Understand? Oh, you like whole storehouse. Understand? That's why it's a storehouse of consciousness. You will know. You stay Jiangshan Hao, you get into trouble, then you know what your karma is. You see, her question is what? Like that, don't buy Jiangshan house lah. Huh? Wait. Your question, I repeat first. Because you don't know your karma, so you don't understand, you have doubt, you want to play safe, correct or not? So, don't want to buy Jiangshan house. But do you know Jiangshan Hao is so much cheaper? Do you know? Tiu Lawa. Everybody avoid Jiangshan Hao. That's why take care Kamala. That's why I buy cheap and I stay, I fatat. Understand not? Ayo, why you need to know? If you don't take care Kama, anywhere you stay also, kao lat one. Understand not? Then they say feng shui, you believe ah? This year, the element is this one. You must renovate your house. You must change your door to this direction. Then you must have more wood. You must have all. Then what you do? You believe, no? You spend all the money first, no? Then after that, hey, why bo chud one? Huh? Aiya, le hong sui master bo ho la. What kai xiao ge chi ge ha lu? Qin jia ho liao from China one. Then you gullible believe. Then you think more expensive and more king. You believe? I see. I tell you, you myself bring the money, make donation, offering. You get more karma, more merit, I tell you. You don't believe all this answer, but please don't quote me. Otherwise, Lilian Tu and all those people come after me. Understand? It has its signs. It doesn't mean it don't have its signs. But you must understand how it functions. Because, like the Buddha say, karma is 90 over almost 100% the cause of your life. So anything you do that don't improve your karma, can be feng shui or what, doesn't contribute much. Understand not? So feng shui, how it contributes is like that. Because it is a science. Man and nature, they know there are qi everywhere. So they look at nature. They say, that's why got mountain means what? Yang qi. Understand not? Huh? Got water means what? Yim. Understand not? Then he said, to see good feng shui, what must you see? You san, you shui. No. Ayo, you won't believe all those things. Huh? Got ao pe sua. You know ao pe sua? Got people to zhou zan, support you. Ayo, you don't go and believe all this. The feng shui master will tell you. You look at the fish. Understand not? Very lively, a lot of oxygen. That place, good chi. Understand not? You go there, polluted, fish also die. You dare to stay. That haunted house, what type of chi is that? It will attract all these negative forces. Understand not? Then, you don't take care of karma. The whole family that live inside your house, every day also argue one. Every day also tak lai tak ki one. Negative vibration one. You expect the Deva Dharma protector to come. Human beings also don't want to come. But you attract those who like anger, hatred one. The Mara, the demon and all that. That's why you got a lot of this friend in your house. That's why you must on the chanting tape like Sing Jing with the vibration. then change the vibration. Then it will affect you. Well, this is what Feng Shui say. You live in area with good qi. This good qi will make you more calm, less angry, less violent, less deluded. Well, when you stay in a very nice environment, you feel very good, isn't it? True or not? When you buy a house, you go in, make sure you feel good, then only buy. Otherwise, don't buy. Why? Because the energy there, the non-human there, and your what? Si san pa chi ya. The Feng Shui Lu will tell you, si san pa chi ya. You know what is si san pa chi ya? Your birthday, your birth time, and your whatever related to your birth. That's why how many tao depend on that. Understand or not? Gui niao depend on. Sometimes you born in the same day. You're not necessarily same 7.2 one. But the time that you come out is make the whole difference. Otherwise, this world, like the 12, what? Amanek, not Amanek, the Western one. Sodek. If only 12 Sodek, 6 billion people, no? Maybe all same. So I scorpion, you scorpion or not? You scorpion, you like me, you like. You go and listen to all these things, understand? You don't take care, come on. What sign, what yodek also no use. Understand? You take care, karma. What yodek also no problem. Understand? So understand. Don't be gullible. Then the other thing is what? No! Karma is the karmic nature, summation of all your birth. Until now. All store up there. Understand? You understand? No, karmic nature is store everything, understand? All your good and bad, all store there, understand? Sure lah, past already gone, how to change? Yeah, moment to moment, like bank account. Yeah? Moment to moment, you take care of karma means what? You generate a lot of wholesome merits. You understand not? Wholesome merit. Will you take care of karma? Then less evil. Means you got more wholesome merit. Means more money going in. Understand or not? Unwholesome merit means cause you to spend money on. Understand or not? More money flow out. So you heedless, every time money flow out, no money go in. Then when there is no more money, you incur debt, understand not? Then the debt depends on who you owe. You owe virtuous people, they are worse than Tai Long, understand not? Nature's law come after you, they don't come after you. But you borrow from bank, means what? They are there to make money, understand not? You default, they let long, understand not?
Back to my question of buying the junction house. And you say you must have a past parami, but we wouldn't know what's a past parami.
Ayo, why you worry?
No, like just to understand, no, so we can avoid.
No. If you dare to buy, I tell you buy.
Oh.
Why? After that, take care of karma lah. Don't allow any negativity to arise. Then no condition. God come, God negative karma also cannot come. Understand? When you take care of karma means what? You create your own good feng shui, you know. Understand not? Your mind has this heart chanting, all the good vibration. You cultivating Dhamma, you are wholesome. You are mindful, you have the silent mind. But can you have that? If you have that, anywhere, junction house, tell Lao and buy. Understand not? But you don't have all this and you want to buy. They say, Chui Tai Chi Zhou. You want cheap, what? But cheap come with a what? With a price. House is cheap, yes, discount, maybe 30%. But the bad karma, kaolat, we have that sad hay all come. So you got to pay more than the discount, understand? Then, is it worthwhile to buy? Simple investment, isn't it? If you don't take care karma, sure wrong lah. You don't know how to create the good feng shui condition. Good feng shui doesn't have to believe feng shui master one. Take care of karma, follow advice of Buddha. You already chin one already. Understand? Not difficult, isn't it? That's why without the cultivation, what you do also get trouble. So now understand, huh? Kama. Very good. Dinner time. Wow, very good. At least we cover quite a lot. Huh? So, okay. I think we finish page 1. Okay, you go and read. Huh? Page 1, 3, 4 finish. Huh? So, after we come back, chapter 40. Oh, then quite confident can finish. Okay, thank you. You can pay your respect, then go for dinner. Those who are not going for dinner, you can have your rest. You want to take a bath, you can. Yeah? Then we sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we come back at about... you want to come back 6:40 or 6:30? 6:30 lah. Okay. 6:40 ah? Okay lah, 6:40 lah, no problem. Because confidently we can finish.
I forgot to announce the tonight's dinner is sponsored by Brother Chia and Sister Sandra from Singapore. Let's rejoice. And for those of you that still want to make the donations to the temple or to the retreat fund, all that, you can see Brother Song back there. After dinner.